It's the Tiltcast, episode 98, Make Eye Contact.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about Civ 5, Sniper Elite, Rosseteer, and Running for Your Life, not to mention some news, so stay tuned.
You made eye contact.
And welcome back.
And welcome.
So this is Holly, obviously. And to my right, we've got Rex.
What's up?
In front of me, we have Trent.
Mullet with headlines.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a surprise guy.
I got a frog in my throat. Yeah. So I can't do my Michael Jackson right now. It's like, come out. I can't do it right now.
More James Brown.
Yeah, it's kind of like James Brown. It's like,
I can't do the hot
like,
thing.
Wah! I don't know, I can't do it. It sounds like a cat.
It is like a cat.
It's like... I can do like Papa's got a brand new
That was terrible.
Exactly, I can't do it.
Oh, no, I still like
that
the.
That was awful too. You guys are just terrible.
No,
at
we
this.
Sit in the office and we do the South Park episode with the cop, the undercover detective on the prostitution. He's like, freeze! After he has sex with the guys and he arrests him for prostitution.
I know.
Like, give me an evidence bag.
Gross.
It's like every time Vanessa comes, we're just like, freeze!
And to my left, we have Justin.
Hey, what's up?
Freeze.
Freeze.
Chill.
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 So.
I'm going to start this off smashingly.
Yeah.
So how's the Jersey Shore band?
Smashingly. Jersey Shore?
How's the Jersey Shore band? What
the fuck are you talking about?
We were talking about measuring when we were at lunch the other day. I said, yeah. Holly looks like a chick who'd be on the Jersey Shore.
I don't look like that.
She looks like Snooki?
No, whenever she comes in here and she's like all orange tan. You know what I'm
did
talking
it
about.
Did I actually get orange tan
yeah,
though?
Because
that's what
yeah,
he's
you did,
saying.
You did get...
Was it really? Was it that bad? Why the fuck did you guys not tell me before?
Because it was entertaining.
Why can't people see that? Why don't they... It's like you had that same problem that that tan mom, the leather face mom, the one who got her little
what
kid a tan.
Well, I know I wasn't that
You
bad.
Have that type of problem where it's like you don't realize that you look like
I
a
didn't.
Cheeto.
You guys have to tell me this shit.
You look like a Cheeto in a bikini.
I don't look in the mirror if you couldn't tell.
It's right, your nipples are like burn scabs. Like, yeah, whole vagina is just a scab factory down there. Yeah, nothing but scabs. Oh. Just find the big one, peel it, and lick away.
A dry heave.
We should actually have a soundboard for a dry heave. Just
scab factory.
It's a scab factory.
Fucking disgusting.
That sounds like an industrial band. Like,
yes.
Like
yeah.
Scab factory.
Oh, it'd have to be like Vagina Scab Factory.
Nah,
or...
just the first album's called Vagina.
Vagina, yeah, that would work, I guess.
Or seminal. I don't know why the seminal sounds
I like clitori.
Or scabinal.
Clitori.
Yeah.
Ovarian.
Uteris don't get wet when they're being raped.
Uteri.
Yeah.
No, I told Knobs that he gave me a bad case of the clitori.
The clitori sounds like pink eye.
I know, it sounds awesome.
Yeah, it sounds pretty bad. So,
sorry, I'm trying to write shit down, because, you know, that's my job. What have you been doing, Rex?
I went to, like, my 10-year-old game-playing self and played a game called Rosseteer and Item Shop Tale.
What? What were those?
Rosseteer is a Japanese game that was ported to Steam.
I guess I remember that, because I can't spell that shit.
because I know how to spell it. It's a console-based game, was on the PlayStation 1 Japan, ported to Steam.
I'm just going to say something tier.
It's got kind of a real basic dungeon crawl item shop game, to where there's two games. There's the item shop where you can buy and sell and run your own little mini economics game. And then you have the dungeon crawling side, which is where the girl that you're playing as goes into a dungeon with one of these other characters.
That's never a good idea.
Do what?
I said that's never a good idea.
She has a buddy.
Yeah, she's got like
buddy
some pervy 30-year-old guy.
Is it,
taking her to a dungeon.
A male buddy?
No, I'm playing with the other girl. It's got the two poking daggers.
So it's two girls.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
take them into the rape trap?
Yeah. Let's go to the rape
dungeon,
Sally. Let's go find some loot.
But, yeah,
that's
no.
It, bag.
Some hot loots.
Like, what's in the box?
What's in the box?
It's a lot of fun. The kind of the neat part is that it actually, each time you enter the dungeon, it resets. So it's always a fresh dungeon. You take the items that you find.
So they clean up.
I prefer that because I don't like used dungeon smell. You know.
I know.
Yeah, it's
I like
awful.
That. I like that new dungeon smell. Mm. Whenever you come in, Pine Sol.
It's Pine Sol almost better than the new Carson.
Yeah,
almost.
I like my dampness to be fresh.
And not smell like bleach.
Not smell like dead girls that I took down there on my last excursion.
Well, that's okay. Sometimes you're in the mood for that.
You bury them.
Sometimes. That's why I have my chamber that's in the bottom. So
oh, okay.
Okay.
The boss battle.
Yeah, the boss battle. I just leave all the little girls down there.
Is that where you keep the bed straps?
Yeah, that's where I keep the bed straps.
I always heard it helped with tossing and turning.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
Good way to protect you if you're a restless sleeper.
Yeah, no, I have been restless this entire week.
So you spread your legs and
yeah, spread eagle, right where the air conditioner can hit me,
right in the nuts.
Right in the nuts. No, I'm on my stomach, so I'm like spread eagle. I like to get the taint.
All right,
I like to feel the taint hairs like dragon tail.
I wish you guys could see him just like making an emotion with his hands right now too, just swaying his fingers
sometimes
back
they touch,
and forth.
Then they come up.
Like whiskers.
They touch gingerly and then they separate.
Just enough to tickle.
Just enough to tickle and I twitch. And then I'm awake.
Anyways, Rex. Before we talk about his butt hairs.
Well, I will
taint hairs.
I will clearly not talk about any games that Caleb points me towards anymore. He does point me towards some weird shit.
So are you having fun with this game?
I am. It's fun.
It's fun.
Mostly a little time waster. Nothing real big.
How much did you buy for, though?
Like $10.
Yeah, that's an easy buy.
Indeed.
Have you wasted more than 10 hours on it?
Probably 20.
Yeah, 50 cents an hour.
Yep.
Yeah.
That you'll never get back.
Ever.
Just like Final Fantasy.
13.
Yep.
What else have you been doing?
I've been drooling over the fact that they re-released Final Fantasy VII.
Speaking of Final Fantasy.
Yeah, so what do you think about that? I mean, there's nothing new to it except for, like, some quests.
I think that they made the game more stable. The original Final Fantasy on PC crashed every time you tried to install it.
Do you think after 15 years they could make an old-ass game run stable?
Well, so thinking about this, you
have to use DOSBox.
No.
It runs in 240 by like 380 or whatever.
Yeah. You have to put it in like Windows 1 compatibility mode. Yeah.
Well, so some of the changes that they did make is resolution limit's gone, so you can actually crank it up a bit. All that aside, you know, achievement little system they put in and everything. All that aside, it's now open to modders though.
That's kind of cool, but the thing that I really wanted to see with the Final Fantasy VII remake is I wanted to see texture remap. I wanted to see better textures.
Well, yeah. And you think about that with modders. I mean, that's a possibility now, even if Sony never
does. You know, there's
some
guy out there that'll do it.
Only like 1,000 textures in the whole game, so I mean, it couldn't be too hard.
Yeah.
But I'm ripping on it. I like that game, genuinely. But that's the thing. I'm irritated with the effort on the developer side. It's like, all right, you're re-releasing something else in this cash cow franchise. You think you could do something with it? Yes. That's my point. Though I probably would waste some money on it.
Maybe they realize that fucking with the things that people grew up with has gotten them to where they are now. So maybe they don't want to change anything.
That or re-releasing games 2 and 3 times.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, that's Capcom.
Yeah.
I would buy the new PlayStation console just for a Final Fantasy VII re-release. Mm. Hands down. Drink your beer.
I was going to say, do you want me to pour a little bit of that out?
Don't drink the bottom of it. That's where all the stuff is.
That's where all the yeast is.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. He makes really good beer.
Jason Stash.
Yep.
So what have you been doing not game-related?
Brewing my own alcohol as well.
Lemonade.
Tastes very good.
Lemonade. Yeah, you don't want to drink the bottom much like that.
That's why you're shaking it?
That is why I'm shaking it.
Fair enough. Well, and other things aside, you've been doing a lot more than that. Went out to the bar the other night, and we did the cinnamon challenge, and
yeah,
you got initiated.
I got hazed worse than Jason did in college.
So you guys will soon see, after the intro is finished, Johnny, that
throw that out there.
Just throwing that out there, John. But the cinnamon challenge did happen, and Rex ate half a bottle of cinnamon.
Yep.
Rex is no longer a red shirt, so I'm going to have to quit putting that by your name.
Yeah, why do you keep wearing a red shirt?
He's got a lot
I like the shirt.
I like red.
It brings out the colors of his eyes.
Mm. It does quite.
It's like, it's not red. It's the blood of my victims.
It looks like it could have been a white shirt.
Yeah, it probably was.
Before he pulled out his sword.
He's like, I had a nosebleed.
really bad.
Because there's like blood all
it
over
bled
his
on
hands.
My back.
And he's, it's all
no,
over
he flipped it. His shirt around.
Yeah, the blood's all over a knife. He's like, I had a really bad nosebleed. Don't go in the garage.
No, his dungeon.
Yeah, his dungeon.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yeah. So, but we got you pretty drunk, though. I mean, afterwards, I felt
well, I wasn't that drunk.
I felt bad about it. I think Victor felt bad about it.
What?
You always say, I wasn't
what
that drunk.
Wasn't
you were
there. Why do you guys feel bad
thrashed.
About it?
Oh, no, we... You were almost stumbling drunk.
Well, I ate chicken from some crazy black lady at the bar.
It was a good chicken, though.
Oh, she's an yeah. awesome lady.
Yeah,
she gave us her number so we could cater from her anytime.
Yep.
Oh, we should cater one of the casts.
Well, then the crazy cokehead lady.
Crazy cokehead lady.
Crazy cokehead lady.
Or crackhead lady with no pants.
Oh, yeah.
What?
So, like,
oh. Oh, yeah. Vic took me away before I saw that.
So what happened is we're all getting out of the bar, and I was like, you know, it's closing time. We need to get out of here.
Was she hot?
No.
No.
And some lady without pants and a long shirt with no shoes runs up and starts acting all crazy. And they're talking to Jason and Rex and Brandy and Sarah and you. And I didn't hear what they were saying, but you guys were telling me that she thought she was saying that she had gotten raped and she needed a ride.
Well, so what happened was she came up towards Sarah and was asking for a ride. And Sarah says, hey, I don't know anything. Brandy, come over here. So Brandy comes over, and she looked like she'd been beat. And I think she told Brandy that she'd been raped or something. She was wanting a ride just down the road. And Brandy says, well, I can't give you a ride. I can call the cops for you. She goes, no, I just want a ride, just want a ride. And she's, because she was cut up and bleeding.
I didn't see the blood.
Fuck.
I don't think it was, like, sitting there pouring out, like... badly, but she had blood on her.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
Yeah, what did you guys do?
Like, I got out of the car and turned it on.
Did you call the cops, though?
No, she left.
Yeah, if they said they were going to call the cops, she just started trucking it like a bat out of hell. Like, literally, I looked, and I saw her running. I looked back. She was gone.
I am sure that she was very stoned.
Jeez.
It could have been the case, though. That could have been the case.
She was really fucked up.
Well, she could have been... This isn't too uncommon where, you know, crackhead gets raped by their dealer that they go to.
Yeah.
And he beat her up and raped her, and she didn't want to call the cops because she thought she would get in trouble because she was buying drugs. Which is not the case because she didn't actually buy the drugs, so therefore she won't get in trouble. She just got raped, so therefore the guy gets in trouble. So.
It still is a really fucked up situation, and I was like, I was getting in my car, and I was like, I wonder if she'll leave.
Yeah, it was awkward to say the least.
Like, I was walking out of the bar, and I was walking towards you guys, and Vic had turned around, and he was like, we're gonna come over here. He's like, okay, well, why, what's going on? And then he just told me that there was a crazy crackhead with no pants.
Oh, you didn't know until?
Oh, no, I didn't see her.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, she ran like the wind.
Her.
You wouldn't have saw her after a few seconds.
Vic had your view taken care of.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking weird. And then it was kind of like Vic's last hurrah. We wanted to kind of get him a little liquored up.
He is an enabler indeed.
Yeah, he bought you some drinks. I bought him some drinks. He bought everybody some drinks, actually.
Well, me saying I didn't get that drunk's pretty big full shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you were not good to drive. I probably wasn't good to drive either, but I went right home.
I was pretty good.
And then later that week, anyways, we went to that burlesque show that you guys didn't stay till the good parts.
Oh, it did get better?
Oh, it got a lot better.
They were, like, pretty much naked. They had tassels on, pants.
I went somewhere where they were naked.
Yeah.
Well, it was a little bit... It was a little bit odd for me and Trent because there was a friend of ours that wanted us to go for support or whatever, so...
I know her long enough, I don't give a shit, so...
When Vic gets back, we have to go to a strip club.
Has he never been?
Mm-mm.
He's going
to
be
so
Jones.
We need to take him to Westside Gentleman's Club.
Or we would take him to night trips.
The landing strip.
Westside Gentleman's Club.
We'd take him to night trips.
Take him to a place where the Schlitz flows.
So at least I will know a few people.
No. Let's take him someplace where the Schlitz and the dentures flow freely. Let's take him to the Westside Gentleman's Club.
Something dirty.
No.
C-section scars everywhere.
Nope. There are a few of those at night trips.
You get some crusty underwear rubbed against your shoulder.
I went to one place here in town, and when I saw a string hanging out, I was like, nope.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I could regale him with stories.
How do you do that? How does that happen?
Well, they just didn't put it in all the way.
Yeah, but that's stupid.
It was an extra tassel. They thought it'd look cool or something. I wonder if she could spin it, though.
That's where she put her piggy bank.
Ugh, it's so fucking gross.
Pull the string, it's like an ATM.
You pull it out, and she starts pulling out ones. Yeah. And then out comes a kite.
They're all tied together. Yeah.
No, whenever I was working at night trips, there was a girl that actually, like, bled onto one of the customers. And that was...
No, okay.
That was fucking funny.
Okay, there was a one time. One time.
Was it you? No, it wasn't me.
I was at the club when it happens, when I worked the door at that one place, and there was that one stripper chick that I told you about a dozen times, the one that looked like Barney Rubble, who I think was seriously inbred. I mean, she could not talk right, she could not read or write, and I felt really bad that they even hired her, because I was just like, you know how wrong this is, right, that you guys have employed her to do this. Although it wasn't full nudie, it was a bikini bar. Which doesn't make it any fucking better, you know. But there was one time where the girl that I knew that worked there, who I was friends with, comes walking out of the girl's bathroom, because they didn't have a private bathroom. They used the front one.
Yeah.
And since there's pretty much no girls that come in there, it's pretty much their private bathroom anyways. But she comes out, and she's like, oh my God, who the fuck shit all over the bathroom? And I'm like, what? And I get up, and I walk over there. And I thought she was just being, you know... exaggerative, yeah, but
yeah.
No, there was shit everywhere. It was on the toilet, it
Dude,
was on the
girls,
sink.
Girl restrooms are fucking
I know,
disgusting.
But this is one person. Shit everywhere. It was on the mirror, it was on the sink, it was on the wall, it was everywhere. And there was a trash can full of toilet paper with chunks of shit that were just thrown in there.
I don't know how that happened.
None of us could figure it out. And we're like, who was the last one in the bathroom? And it was like, we're all wondering, it's like, well, I saw Sunshine walk out of there just a little bit ago, and they're like, I bet that's it. That motherfucking idiot shit all over the place. And I was like, oh, calm down. She doesn't know blue from green. Just calm down. You know? And she's like, it just wouldn't... I have to do her voice. It just wouldn't stop coming. It kept coming. And I'm just like,
why
do
you not just... Okay, just sit on the toilet.
And there was like...
What the fuck?
And when they were cleaning everything up, they found her panties in there covered in shit, too. Apparently, she tried to make it to the toilet and couldn't make it in time and shit all over herself, and that's why there was shit everywhere. And she was wiping it off of herself. And she didn't use the sink to try and clean. She just wiped it off. So she still had it on her under the dress. and it smelled really bad. And we're like, you need to go home. You need to call your guy. You need to call your boyfriend, who looks like Frankenstein, by the way. He was like really tall with this like little neck and this like like solid block forehead that looks like it needed a little diodes coming out of it and shit. And he drove this really shitty like Accord. With a fucking, one of those fucking Hemi blocks that are, like, magnetically attached to the top of it. And a spoiler. A fucking Accord. Anyways. And he looked
creepy.
Sure,
this wasn't, like,
shit.
From the set of Camden from
this was like something from the set of fucking, what was that? Fucking, like, Gumbo or something like that. It was just fucked up. And we're like, you need to call your dude, have him pick you up, and you need to go home. You need to go home. Just stay home. If that happened to you, there might be something wrong. You might be sick. We're not mad. Just get the fuck out of here right now. Ugh. And so she had to wait an hour. So she's just sitting there smelling like shit at the door. And I was just like, and she was sitting next to me, like across from me, and I could just smell it the entire time. Like, oh my God. And I thought the clientele fucking reeked. This is just horrible.
Ugh. No, whenever, like, there were customers that would go into, like, the customer's bathroom where I worked. And it would just, like, you walk into the bathroom and you look at the toilet. Like, the toilet's just right in front of you. And over to the, like, the left or the right of the toilet, there's just a pile of shit.
Yeah.
And you're just
like... You
wonder
how that happens.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? The toilet is right there. How do you do that?
Yeah. Now, when I was a kitchen manager at a bar for, like, 2.5-3 years at a pretty popular bar here in town, I made like an extra $1,000 a month just going in and sweeping and mopping in the morning, you know, just picking up beer caps. And because it was cheaper than them paying a cleaning crew to come in.
Yeah.
And I go in there and I go in the bathroom. I didn't really clean the bathrooms. I just swept and mopped. That's about it. I pick up anything that was really bad. But one time I went in there and somebody had shit in the urinal. And I was like, yeah, I'm not picking that up. So I flushed it and just walked out. I was like, fuck it. But the women's bathroom, that was the worst.
Women's are always women would the worst.
It's like they have a dirty tampon fight in there. Just yeah. fling that shit around, and you'd find tampons in the weirdest of places, like used ones. And you're just like, really?
We're
there's
like,
a trash can right there,
and you just apparently we're right like there. Fucking monkeys whenever we go to the bathroom.
Whoa,
like,
there. Hey,
I'm not that way.
We're not evolution supporters here.
No, just the fact that you just like just shit everywhere.
I believe
just
in intelligent whatever, design, but not when it comes to
everywhere.
Not really.
Ugh. Anyway, so Trent, what have you been doing?
Cleaning up bathrooms. Oh, just you shit. Know, shit. Just shit in general.
Just shit.
Yeah, being an over-surprise guy.
Anyway, I still like the what the f and crap.
That angel guy that, just felt me.
I think
up.
That angel guy just
no.
felt me.
That's just that thing she just says. That angel guy just felt me.
Oh, and she says, I wrote it down. I think that angel guy just
that's
felt
just
me.
What
up.
The f and crap? That angel guy just felt me up.
I think
that no, she doesn't say. I think
she does say. I think
no, she
I wrote
doesn't.
It down right but, as soon as it happened.
She, I know you think she says. You believe she says. I think I remember.
No.
I've seen that video like 100 times. It's been out for several years.
No.
She says, what the effing crap? That angel guy just felt me. Yeah. Because you say, I think that angel guy, you add an extra syllable in there that doesn't work. You have to be, yeah. What the effing crap? That angel guy just felt me. Adds an extra syllable.
Oh, I think that angel guy just felt me up. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, so... Other than that?
Other than proving you wrong, I've just been...
You didn't prove me wrong.
In my mind, I did.
We'll figure it out on the break.
Then I'll break your fucking neck for doubting me. So,
no, you
anyways,
won't. Because I am correct.
Other than that, I've been... Yeah, ball. Yeah, your vagina is that big.
It's 8 miles
yeah.
wide.
Yeah, with a 4-inch clit. And a tank to match. No, you can fly a plane out.
You could.
Yeah. The Rocketeer
wouldn't even touch the sides.
The Rocketeer could do a full vertical non-skid land. Boom. Superman could fight Lex Luthor in there. That's how much room it is. That is his fortress of sluttitude.
Okay, so...
Ball.
Yeah, you could fit several
from...
in there. Yeah. Anyways.
What kind of balls are we talking about, though?
Hanging
metaphors.
Balls.
Yeah.
Wait, hey, no, are we
balls.
Talking about, like, metaphor?
What are we talking about, Trent? Tell the audience what
yes.
we're talking about.
Yes,
yeah, anyway,
tell them.
Oh, we're talking about the Funny or Die, their literal videos that they do, which are just funny. Funny
yeah,
as hell.
They are.
Yes.
Yeah,
and we're talking about
videos.
The Total Eclipse of the Heart
yeah,
version
the,
that
the
they have.
Bonnie Tyler Total Eclipse of the Heart. What the whole point of literal videos is... You take a video that you like a lot that you think is just fucking funny as hell, though, and rather than seeing the words, you basically see what they're doing on the screen. So it's a translation of what's actually going on. And you'll find some great ones on Funny or Die. You'll find, like, Tears for Fears, Head Over Heels, which is great. I love that song.
And we watched the Safety Dance.
Yeah, Safety Dance, but without hats. All about LSD. Smack the midget's ass. Anyway... was I turn around, show my bag, Puppet Smack. Yeah.
Puppet Smack.
Yeah, Renaissance Fair from Hell. Anyways, they do that one. They do a lot of good ones. They do, I think Rush was on there. They did, oh God, they do Billy Idol's White Wedding, which is pretty funny.
Do they?
Yeah.
Fuck, why did we not watch that one?
That one's pretty good. We'll check it out on the break.
Okay.
And, yes. But yeah, I think Enrico Iglesias' Hero is actually probably one of my favorites. Just, I hate the beginning of it.
Well, it's Mickey Rourke.
I know, but I hate the beginning of it. When they get to the end, when he gets into the fight, when they get to the mid part, when he gets into the fight with Mickey Rourke, he's like, I just bitched that Mickey Rourke, but it only pissed him off.
Better.
Yeah, please don't hit me with that lip. I just got my ass kicked. Yeah. I fucking love that one. Anyways, But yeah, they do some really great ones, so it's worth checking out. But anyways, what have I been doing? Work. We're suing one of our clients. Work.
Is it the same one we've been talking about? Or is it a different one?
Can't say on the show.
Yeah, I can't say on the show. You can write it down.
Well, I'll say we're being sued by, like,
when I do this, you should probably be able to figure out who it is.
Well.
Let's see if she's got it.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. I don't know if I'm spelling this right or not. I don't know if it's an E or not.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
But yeah, because they're being a bunch of cocksuckers.
I thought they were just getting rid of social. No,
they're being total assholes because the way our contracts work, you know, if after 60 days, if we haven't finished, or if we haven't launched because they've held us up, they still have to pay the full amount that's remaining.
Is that who's just getting rid of social, or are they actually?
I don't know. That's
down?
That's your department. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't know if you had.
But after 60 days, they have to pay up because it doesn't take me that long to do their product. But here we are at over 60 days, and I continue to do work for them over 60 days, and technically by the contract, I'm supposed to charge them hourly for that, and they know that. But since they're throwing a huge fit and I've done all the things I want to, and they're just saying, we're done, blah, 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 and we canceled the contract, we have to sue them now. And their lawyer's like, there's no way you can enforce that contract. We're like, yeah, they signed it.
It was
we
a contract.
We can enforce the shit out of it.
What
yeah.
is a contract for if you can't use it?
Yeah, I know. Contracts, what are they good for? Absolutely not.
So video games, right?
Yeah. So anyways.
It doesn't have to be video games first. He can talk about what he's been doing and then video games.
Because that's been the majority of my day. That and working on the magazine again because my boss wants that done.
Blah.
I hate working on the magazine.
Ship?
Yeah, I've seen it.
What
I didn't realize it was TF2 horde mode though.
Yeah. Yeah.
TF2 co-op horde mode.
You haven't seen the whole robot thing they've been doing?
I must have totally missed this.
Yeah, turn your Steam on every once in a while. Anyway,
I didn't turn my Steam on, just always go straight to my library.
Oh. So I always check out the store page. I go straight to my library too, but I also check out the store page at least once a day. But anyways.
This is free.
Yeah.
Who wants to play this with me?
I might.
Well, I have it, don't I? Yeah.
Let's talk about me! No, I'm just kidding.
Prima Donna.
No, I'm a pre-Madonna. I'm a post-Madonna.
Post-Madonna?
Yeah. Post-modern Madonna.
We need to man up. We need to man up.
Yeah, with two N's.
What's the name of the company?
Nos Up.
And you said that's TF2?
Yeah, Man versus Machine.
Yeah.
I've never played that, so I need to. Well,
it's free.
No, I've never played that. Wait. I've never played it.
I think it's on your computer.
Yeah.
We'll come back.
Okay, so Trent.
Because we're starting late tonight. Anyways, other than that, I bought Dark Souls, which will be out this Friday or Thursday. Oh, midnight. Going to preload that motherfucker.
Actually,
and I've already got my
weekend. Well, that's out midnight tomorrow night.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, that midnight. So I've got my weekend planned out. After work on Friday, exactly at 6:01, I will go log out and turn in my timesheet for the day of everything I've worked on. I will then drive down 41st Street directly from work and stop off right at the 44 before Yale at the Desi Walk and grab some tikka masala with chicken. Mild.
Again?
Yes. And then I'm going to drive out of there.
Are you
going
to talk to anyone while you're there?
Be careful with your literal directions here.
I don't know. Anyway, and then I'm going to pull. Rather than continuing right down 41st, I'm going to go straight forward onto the highway, which drops off right at my place. Stop at the Walgreens, grab some cigarettes and a drink. Come in. Sit down.
Come in?
I'm doing an accent.
Are you?
I'm going to come in. I'm going to sit down and eat my food and play Dark Souls all weekend. I'm not going to get up for shit. Friend wants me to help them paint their house. I'm like, fuck you!
You might get up to shit.
No. I have a crap bag.
Okay. So you'll move a little bit.
I'm using
bit.
Justin's old sleeping bag. Cover.
Okay.
I'm just going to crap in it all weekend.
Justin!
So I'm getting a pretty big goal. So that can hold a lot of feces. And as for urine, you can just recycle that. Just let it sit out for a few hours.
Just drink it.
It mellows out.
Yeah.
So all the piss is at the bottom.
That's what Bear Grylls does.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, that's what I'm going to do all weekend is Dark Souls and see if I can get to where I am now on the Xbox version so I'll at least feel like I've accomplished something.
So you're going
to
co-op with me some then, huh?
Are you going to pick it up?
I'm picking it up Friday.
Okay, yeah, sweet. I'll try and do that.
And this is the second one, right?
No, it's
the PC version, but it's got an expansion with it.
Yeah, what it is it's the Xbox and PlayStation version.
I thought it was Dark Souls 2, though.
No. There was Demon's Souls that came out for PlayStation 3.
Okay.
And then they released Dark Souls, which is not really a sequel. It's just sort of a continuation within the same universe.
That's what I was thinking then.
Like a spiritual successor. But the thing is
this comes with extra stuff. It comes with 4 extra boss battles, and that's about it. There's no texture up res or anything, but I'm fine with that. But it does have a better matchmaking system, I do believe, for doing the co-op.
Well, here's the other thing, is with Xbox and PS3, it automatically made sure that you could not be in party chat.
Yeah.
On purpose, so you had to play with random strangers.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea being that you never know what's going to happen with it.
Makes it harder.
That's cool, but sometimes I want to play this game with one of my buddies, and so I have Skype, so we're going to find a way to meet up and play this damn game.
Yeah.
Or you could just talk on the phone.
That costs minutes and energy.
Not for me.
Yeah, me neither.
Because, you know, I have
maybe you should get a new phone.
Yeah. You know, I have unlimited minutes, but I'm just saying, I wouldn't want to have my phone up to
then
my
ear.
Then
it doesn't cost minutes.
Right, but you'd have to have your phone up to your ear the whole time.
Okay, take an awesome headset, put the headset over your head, and then just stick the phone right there on the earpiece.
There's this thing.
Skype? Well, awesome.
Justin, let us
know. You can use Skype with the PS3 on your laptop sitting next to your PS3.
Yeah,
but it's a matter of the matchmaking. It's hard to really get into a game with somebody. Even if you're waiting for each other, it's really hard to get in there on Dark Souls.
Well, right, but I mean, that doesn't really have anything to do with the actual talking.
No, not with the talking, but just with actually
getting into the game. Because you have to look for the little portal thing.
Yeah, but even then, there's one. Are you on the same server? Or is it going to show up for you before everybody else? Is anybody going to hit it before you? That's the shit part.
Right.
So
I'll hit it before you.
Yeah, because I think once you lay that down, you can't cancel if you go in. Right? It just pulls you in automatically if somebody summons you. Yeah. So you have no choice. You can't keep backing out until it says your buddy wants to pull you in. And then you're like, oh sweet, you know. No, but with PC, I think they said they were going to do a matchmaking system on it, where it's a little bit easier. I remember reading it. I just don't know if they actually went through with it. Mm. So, but I'm definitely looking forward to it. I can't wait to see the new boss fights, because the boss fights in that game are fucking epic. And it is such a beautiful game already. It'll be interesting to see it on the PC, even though it's not going to really be up-resed. It'll still look good. So, definitely going to be fun. We're going to take some video shots of that.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I'm going to look up the matchmaking on that one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you been playing anything?
Other than you?
Other
With
than
your
me.
Mind?
Yeah, that was a little creepy.
Mind taking.
For a second.
No, I think it meant
good
the
save
mind.
On that one.
I think it meant the mind taker.
From Harvey Birdman.
Yeah, it's like, woo. Like, I'll make you fun size. No, I like Reducto.
But fun size?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it says supports matchmaking for co-op and PvP, so maybe it'll be a little bit easier to find with your friends.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind if they had, like, random mode or play with your friends. Why did you touch my wax? It doesn't come out. That's how it seals.
Fucking shit. I'm going to take it out.
Let me see. Nice. Anyways. But, yeah, I picked that up. Brian picked up Sleeping Dogs. Oh my god. Anyway, Brian picked up Sleeping Dogs, which he actually says is a really good game.
I hated on it without any knowledge of it, so my bad.
Yeah. But he says it's really fun. I should pick it up if I get a chance. I'm probably going to just check it out. So it's just a true crime game's kind of went to shit, but they left the name off because I don't know if they could afford the franchise title,
yeah,
or if they just didn't want
to
be or if they just didn't want to be associated with it. They just wanted the rights to use some of their elements. So that'll be interesting. Other than that, just not really playing too much games this week. I was really busy. I installed a bunch of games on my computer. I picked up Sniper Elite 2. Unfortunately, I'm running the Windows 8 preview, which is really fun. I'm enjoying it, but the problem is that Sniper Elite 2, the full game, does not like Windows 8. The demo doesn't mind it, but the actual full game fucking hates it.
So I played the demo while we were waiting on people for the Cinnamon Challenge, Rex.
That looked awesome.
But I had a So we were just like doing the slow mo shots and shit like that, and I ended up the first shot that I showed you, the one of the first gruesome shots I show you, I'm aiming and I missed his chest because I had too much drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was a really long shot, but the drop ended up going from his chest to his testicles.
Yeah.
And it shot through the testicles, and you saw like the X-ray shot of the balls blowing up and the exit wound.
It's pretty horrific.
And then I shot that one guy in the eye. I got that one guy dead in the fucking eye.
The one dude you blew his fucking jaw off and went through the back of his head. Like, Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, those were
the slow-mo shots in are
those
really
exquisite.
Pretty awesome, actually.
It's actually pretty satisfying. You don't get tired of it. You're just like...
I wonder if they stole that idea from Mortal Kombat.
No, actually, Mortal Kombat would have taken it from Romeo Must Die, because that was the first movie
that
started doing it with the x-ray shots, because during the fight scenes, anytime they would impact with a really hard hit, the movie would go into x-ray, and you'd see the person's like bone break or something like that. And that was, what's that, Ang Lee?
Yeah, that was like, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, no, longer than that.
Was it?
It was like 15 years ago, I think. It's been a while since Romeo Must Die came out. But that was a really cool cinematography idea. I thought it was wonderful. And I was actually, I like seeing it in Mortal Kombat because it was something they kind of needed. It just seemed to fit really well. And then seeing these really cool sniper shots like that in Sniper Elite kind of made it.
I kind of want to play it now. If I'd have had the money, I'd have picked it up.
Yeah, it was on sale for like, it came out like 2.5 months ago, and it was finally on sale for like $25. And this is a Rebellion game.
$16.99.
Yeah, this is a Rebellion game. Rebellion put out Red Orchestra. They were one that, sorry, that was Tripwire, but I think it was Rebellion released.
Rebellion's always had a really weird
Bad record, basically. Their games are usually pretty dang glitchy. But the truth is, I think Rebellion just released it as Tripwire that actually produced Red Orchestra. But Red Orchestra had a really bad bug issue at the beginning. Really bad ones that basically dropped the gaming community by half. People just stopped playing it. And they fixed that stuff. Whenever I wrote my review for it, I said, yeah, they fixed it. Right now with Sniper Elite, it's just more, there's a lot of loading issues because everybody on every system is having issues with loading the game up.
Didn't you actually end up liking Red Orchestra?
Oh no, I love Red Orchestra. Okay. Yeah, it was a great fucking game. I love the shit out of it. Because it's like fucking hard as hell. But that's kind of my thing. So I like things that are hard.
Like Dark Souls.
So do I.
Dark Souls, we're talking about games. Uh-huh. Okay.
I wasn't.
Neither was I. Anyway.
High five.
Yeah.
Give me a high five. So they did Star Wars Battlefront, and that was a good game.
Yeah, Star Wars Battlefront, yeah.
But the Aliens vs. Predator game they did was not that great.
The new one?
Yeah.
You know, aesthetically, like visually, there were a few problems, but it did look good. I mean, that game is fucking huge. Aliens vs. Predator is like 33 fucking gigs. No, actually, I take that back. I think it's like 27 gigs to install, and it's not even that long of a fucking
game.
It's not even that fucking long. It's just huge, freaking high res shit.
I think I played that.
It's actually fun when you're just goofing off. The multiplayer has some fun times. If you're playing Aliens, I love playing as an alien, so it's fun as shit. Playing a Marine sucks because you can't see anything.
It's so scary.
Yeah, I remember you and I were playing multiplayer during the demo, and we were both like, we'd go through and play as Predator, and we'd go through and play as Alien. Then we got stuck as Marines. It's like, it's going to suck. We go in there, and we're just like huddled next to each other, and I'm watching out one quarter, he's watching, he's like, do you see anything? And I'm like, they're coming. And you just see this like shadow. You see this like all
so
these black
dark
lines from the lights, and you just see this little thing cut through from one shadow to the next, and you're just like, you know, shooting with a pulse rifle, and you're about to shit yourself. So it was actually intense and fun. It's just you never fucking win as a Marine, like never.
It wasn't that great of a game, honestly. There's a lot of design flaws, though.
It's fun for a night. Just goofing off, having just some really quick fun
for $1.
Yeah. For like, I bought it for like $3 on Steam. I rented it when it first came out, because I'm a huge Aliens fan, so I have to play.
We weren't sure about it because the developer, because of the kind of on-off history with how the games go.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say Sniper Leap didn't really get the best reviews, but it felt really fun.
Well, AVP has been such a twitchy series anyways, because, I mean, even Gearbox, even Atari, who I think owns it, I think Atari's the one that owns it, they were wanting to do a huge revival of the Alien series.
They're the ones that own the franchise.
Yeah.
They did for a while anyway.
Yeah, and they were wanting to do a huge revival, so they got that one company, Something Dog, which is the one that worked on AVP with Rebellion, and then they gave the other franchise title to Gearbox, which is the Aliens Colonial Marines, which I'm really looking forward to. AVP, it looked great. It was just really cool looking. It looked like it was going to be a lot of fun, and it just kind of dropped the ball here and there. Like, the shading was really bad. It got really hard to actually play as certain species. Like, if you're playing as an alien, you'll be high in a complete darkness and fuckers will see you. And you're like, really? You know, this works in the fucking movie. Why doesn't it fucking work here? Had glitchy AI that would just, you know, see me through walls, which is bullshit.
I'm in an air duct. Fun.
Yeah, I'm in an air duct, and they're like, "It's here," and I'm like, "Ah." Oh. Element of surprise fail. So, but definitely looking forward to Colonial Marines. Though that just looks better and better every fucking day. What's that going on though? But yeah, with Sniper Elite though, the biggest problem they're having is it'll go up to the Rebellion loading screen and just crash. And that's on Windows 7. That's on XP. That's on Windows 8. And a lot of people are saying, "Oh, just restart your Steam; it'll work fine." No, that doesn't work half the time. For some systems, I think for XP it works. Or Windows 7 it works. And other people are saying you need to go and re-download this and drop it in from a different game. I think it's your DirectX stuff, because the DirectX installer isn't set up right for Sniper Elite. But I checked it, and it is. So it's not the DirectX 11, that's just somebody being a fool. Then it said change compatibility mode, which, yeah, that's the obvious. I tried in the beginning, was change compatibility mode over to Windows XP Service Pack 3. I dropped it down to 600x600. So go ahead and be window mode, and I tried to go into window mode and just basically dumbed everything down. Then I checked my graphics stuff to make sure it was using the NVIDIA GPU, which it should anyway since it's a desktop and not a laptop, and it still wouldn't fucking work. It just made me angry and angry. I actually went into work an hour late the other day because I just sat up in the morning trying to get it to work.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, it made me sad. So, but anyways. It'll hopefully fix itself. I'm going to reinstall a partition of Windows 7 so I can play it while I'm waiting for Windows 8 to come out. And hopefully by then they'll have it fixed. So.
Yeah, I need to play that damn game. I was kind of hooked to the demo.
Yeah.
Just ended up spending a little bit more money than I needed to this weekend. So.
Well, see, that's when I was dead set on playing, so that's where I really didn't play a whole lot of games. So I installed like Fear 3 because I still need to go through and play that. And,
What? No, that's good. I really can't play those games.
I love those.
Have you tried Amnesia yet? Shit. You need to play that in total dark.
No, play that one, that Slender Man. Slender game.
I still haven't played that.
Yeah, I showed Brian.
You always bring it up on the podcast.
Yeah, I showed Brian like a 10-minute long video of it, and he's just in there watching it, going like, you know, and then finally got to the end where the guy's just panting through the forest. He's like, "What the fuck's that banging sound?" And all of a sudden, it's like it's going on for like 5 minutes. Finally, it turns, you see this thing. It's it cuts off.
He's and
like,
the screen. Yeah.
Brian actually like twitched in his fucking seat. But he's also the same guy that as soon as World War III probably came at the end, kicked on after the banjo. He fucking twitched in the car. He's like, "I knew it was coming and it scared me."
Well,
he's kind of jumpy.
What's funny is I hang out with a lot of the guys from Elseworlds all day because I work with them. And, like, they're always bringing up. He's like, "Have you played Slender yet?"
I want to.
I should do that tonight when we get done.
I'm going to try it out. I want to probably try to get some Team Fortress 2 man action going on.
Oh, yeah.
Horde man mode.
I do have one more thing that I did that I want to throw out because I showed it to you guys. I whipped it out, and you guys loved it. You thought it was funny.
Angry.
Yeah, we laughed at it.
Yeah, the chainsaw.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
You said that you whipped it out.
Yeah, so well, the newest installment of REC, the REC, came out this month. It was released in March of this year in Spain, and it finally hit America just this month. And REC is a great series. If you like zombies, if you like demons, if you like demonic possession, and if you like blood and guts, it's
and
a great
chicks.
Series.
You know what?
Dude, the chick in Part 3 is fucking wicked hot.
Yeah, she is.
It reminded me a lot of like something from Evil Dead or something.
Well, the new one, yeah, because the first two are real serious.
One of them was like the Handicam one. And
well, Part 1 and Part 2 actually take place in the same building, just two different people, like groups of people who all have Handicams. The first one is a late-night television crew who's chronicling what what firemen do. During the late evenings, and then the second one is a group of kids who are staying outside that building who sneak in to find out what's going on, along with some firemen who are trying to find their friends from the first movie. And then this third one takes place during the same time in a totally different location, and it starts off as Handicam, but they've got away from that. It's like the first 20 minutes is Handicam, then switches straight to just regular actual cinematography, and it looks good. They did a good job. It's interesting to actually see them approach it with a director's point of view for a change, rather than the Handicam footage.
Yeah.
And they did a good job. And they made it funny. They decided to throw a bunch of laughs in there that were actually pretty good.
Did somebody pick up a lawnmower and...
No, they didn't do a lawnmower. there was a chainsaw that was awesome, but the best one is still the cake mixer.
Yeah, you
turned it. Yeah, that was awesome.
That was pretty fucking brutal. And he didn't see that. You know those little cake mixers that the big kitchen commercial kinds are like just a drill with a spinning blade on the end? He just picks this up and slams it in this guy's mouth and like cuts his lips and everything away.
A little zombie.
Yeah. It's just spray. Well, they're not zombies.
Yeah, they look like zombies.
I know, but they're not.
I'll find that out if I watch it.
Yeah, I have all three of them. I have the first two on DVD, and I got the third one from questionable means because I could not purchase it yet, even though it's already out. So I have to find a way to buy it because I want it.
That makes sense.
That's I want it so bad. So, but it's called Wreck 3 Genesis, and it's awesome as shit.
I guess I'll write that down.
Do not watch the American versions, which is Quarantine 1 and 2. Those are total shit. And the guy who brought you that shit will be bringing you the Deus Ex movie. So write some really angry letters about that. Oh, yeah.
Since we're on this tangent, you showed us the trailer for the new Silent Hill movie.
Oh, yeah, I showed you the new Silent Hill, yeah.
You know what's kind of interesting about that is that's like, looks like it's kind of chronicling, what is it, you said 3?
Yeah, it's spot on, like, the story. Okay, in Silent Hill 3, Harry Mason's in it at the beginning, but you're actually playing, I think her name was Heather, which is his daughter, and this is after Harry Mason's ordeal in Silent Hill 1, and he took the baby at the end, and now it's all grown up, and he has this daughter, and she starts seeing this private investigator following her around, and she doesn't know what the fuck it's about, but he stops her at the mall one day after she has this horrible nightmare, and he tells her about how he's been looking for her, stuff like that, and she runs away. But when she finally gets home, she finds Harry dead. He's been killed, trying to protect her and where she is. And she sees this thing on the wall that says, come back to Silent Hill. And that's where the detective comes back in. And apparently he says that this organization, the church, that cult group had hired him to find her because she was a missing person. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, whoever is, you know, doing this wants you to come back to Silent Hill, so why don't I just take you back there? So they go there. And there's a lot of elements in the preview that really match with the game. They have the carousel with the horses on it, which was part of the game. They have a mannequin tarantula, which is similar to some of the stuff you see in Silent Hill 3. The girl's even dressed just like her. She has the white sleeveless warmer on. So it's like, I think they might be trying to stick closer to the story, the proper story this time. But it has Dahlia Gillespie returning, which was Catherine Unger playing her. They have her come back. They have Cheryl in it. They showed her a couple times. And they have Sean Bean coming back to play the Harry Mason character, but I don't know if they actually called him Harry Mason or not.
So he's going to die.
Yeah, obviously. They follow the story. He'll be dead within like the first 20, 30 minutes of the movie.
I don't know if he's had a character that hasn't died since.
Yeah, we were actually talking about that. It's like Equilibrium. Bam, dead. Lord of the Rings. Bam, dead. First movie, too.
Yeah.
Bam, dead. I would hate to be like, we want you to be in the Lord of the Rings movie. Oh, really? Wow, it's going to be a trilogy. A trilogy? Awesome! But you die within the first, like, hour. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
It's because I'm Sean Bean, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, it's because you're Sean Bean.
It's like, can't talk about it on air.
Yeah.
Because season 3 is coming out soon.
Yeah. But now, all right, are you talking about...
oh, yeah.
Which one are you talking about?
Game of Thrones?
Oh, you're talking about Game of Thrones. I thought about Walking Dead for some reason. Because I know everybody's going to die on that. So, we're supposed to. And when and where and how. Anyway, so, but no, yeah. Yeah, so Silent Hill, what was it called? Was it Revelations?
I have no idea.
I think it's Revelations 3D. I was really
something
jazzed.
3D.
I was really jazzed for the first movie. Because I'm such a huge Silent Hill fan. And I got a sneak peek. I was working at a movie theater at the time, and we actually had the option to watch it, like, that Thursday night, you know. And we what are you looking at? God, he's looking at comic books, you know.
I'm looking at imagery.
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, I had the option to watch it that Thursday night, but I opted out to go to the big theater and watch it with the girl I was seeing at the time. So we went down there, and for the entire movie, just bitched about how sore our asses were. From the seats, because the movie sucked. It just totally blew ass. They bastardized the story. You know, and I was like, that's not what the cult
that
was.
That is pretty typical of game to movie films.
It wasn't supposed to be that way, though. Capcom was supposed to... not Capcom, I'm sorry. No, it was Capcom. They were supposed to actually be working on the characters and the script with the movie studio, and it seems like halfway through they just said, oh, fuck it. You know, the movie studio took over or something. I don't know. It did have the new trailer did have Akira Yamaoka's music in it, which is nice. So I'm going to be hoping for maybe a new track somewhere in there, even though he doesn't write music for them anymore. Which is why we get Korn on the new Silent Hill soundtrack.
So
that's a big little ladder jump down.
Have you done anything else?
Nope.
No?
That's pretty much it. Went and ate Indian food with you, and that was about it.
Yeah, and it was delicious.
It was always good. Then we talked about awkward ways to hit on people.
Yeah, well, there was a guy sitting right next to us.
Yeah, well, we were talking about stalking. Awesome. We were sitting there talking about stalking, and she's like, so you're going to follow them home? And I was like, no, nah, I'm just going to follow them to the end of their block. You know, figuring out which house is there is part of the game.
We talked about some other things.
What else? I can't remember what else we talked about with that.
I'm pretty sure it had to do with dead bodies.
Yeah.
And other things that had to do with dead bodies.
Yeah, I remember. And I remember I said something really horrible. I just looked at you and I said, you know, there's a guy sitting right there. And,
I just nodded. We just started laughing.
So we were just talking about really bad
things. So, Justin.
Yes.
What have you been doing?
Aside from drinking and roulette shows and...
Oh, I went to the burlesque show.
Yeah, you didn't do that.
Yeah.
We had a new event that time.
You guys can talk about that together if you would like.
All right, Justin, what did you think about the quality of the boobs?
The boobs?
There were two really good sets of boobs and then two...
Well, actually, funny story here. Because I'm going to bring this up.
No, really? Oh, you're gonna. I know what you're going to bring.
Can I bring this up? Contact. Can I bring up eye contact?
Yeah, go for it, yeah.
Okay. So, we've had some parties here in the past. We have a really good friend of ours, so I'm not going to mention his name.
Jay.
You just said it. So, one of the girls...
Yeah, will you bring me that soda that's in the fridge?
I got to back this up. So, we had a pretty bomb-ass party, and...
Second chill.
We had this really shitty couch, and we let our buddy Jay stay at the house, and I was
That was a Craigslist couch.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't mind letting people sleep on it.
Yeah, we didn't even sit on it.
Yeah. I slept on it once and regretted it. I had nightmares about weird shit.
You always say nightmares. You say nightmares.
So, anyways, we had this party, and I didn't have to be at work till like.
Was it Nightmare?
Nightmare.
Nightmare.
Mare.
So, anyways.
Nightmare.
Nightmare.
Nightmare. It's my accent. What you talking about? Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, Justin.
Oh, okay, that's all right. So, anyways, we have this party. We had a bunch of people over. He always stays over when he's here.
Was this the party that I was at that I didn't know what was going on?
No,
oh, okay.
No.
This was probably like a 10, 15 person party. But Jay's like, I want to stay over here with my girlfriend. I was like, yeah, that's cool.
That's because I was seeing Rebecca at the time, which was her best friend, the one with the tattooed eyebrows. So, and they would come over, the two of them, and Jay would show up, and we'd just sit around drinking. It was me, you, Rebecca, Jay, and I think maybe two other people.
And there was that, was that that party where I kicked that douchebag out of the house?
No, this was a totally different night.
So anyways, long story short, he's sleeping on the couch. I got to be at work at 12. At 11:30, I walked out of my room, and Jay's eating his girlfriend out on my couch. And it didn't register.
Your Craigslist couch.
My Craigslist couch.
Okay,
it's one of those awkward moments. Like, it's not something you expect. I'm still kind of half awake, you know. I had a pretty rough night. And
it's a double take.
And I looked over there, and I was like, it didn't quite register. I was like, wait a second. What's going on? And so I do the double take, and I look at her, and she makes eye contact with me. And I just like, huh. And I walk out the door. And for, I guess after I left... Jay tells a story because she left too.
Yeah.
And Jay just kept going, he made eye contact.
she kept saying, he made eye contact with me.
Yeah. What was I supposed to do? She was getting out of my couch.
Now, how this relates to the burlesque troupe is she's in this burlesque troupe.
I didn't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know. She was the one on the left on stage.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyways.
The one with the big tattoo on her back.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I see her, and you kept dogging me to like go up there and do something crazy. And it's like,
I'm no, I was like, just go up there and make eye contact with her.
So I never quite did. Oh. I thought about it. Register. Yeah. So I didn't quite do that, but I mean, it was fun. I mean, I didn't really know exactly what to expect. It's just girls stripping lots and lots of clothes. And
what was funny? Do you remember that little blonde chick that was sitting off the side of the stage with her wing girls? the girls were obviously not like as socially acceptably pretty as her that she kept like cattily talking to over and going like and I made that call. I was like, oh, I know what she's saying. And Brian's like, well, she was like, I throw up three times as much as these girls, blah blah blah. It's like, if there was a poll up there, I give on a show. And apparently that's actually what she was saying. I didn't know. And she was like on the other side of the fucking patio, but apparently I called that from a fucking mile away. And I was like making joke on like the big girl is like the two smaller girls are her wing girls.
Well, their girls are uglier than her to make her look more pretty.
Yeah, exactly. Those are her wing girls, and like then the bigger chick is their wing girl.
Like if you've ever watched 40-Year-Old Virgin, they do that one bit where they have the when they have the chick that looks hot when her friends are around.
No, that wasn't 40-Year-old.
I was gonna say that wasn't 40-Year-old.
That was the other one. That was Hall Pass.
That was Hall Pass.
Yeah. Where he's doing like he's like goes, now do this. He's like, his hands together. And he goes, I'll do this. She gets high. Let's do that. Yeah. It's true. They do it.
I need to hang out with girls more often.
You'd always be a wing girl.
Oh. Damn.
Nobody likes a midget on LSD.
But anyways.
I like that on Lockpick
City. Yeah.
That's fucking funny. What is that? Code down left, right, left, right, BA. So I go. Oh, God, good. That's funny.
Anyways,
stop pulling shit out.
Distractions.
So, anyways,
I didn't see the bottom one. Oblivion. Jesus.
I love those.
I'm going to stop for a second. Close it.
Don't minimize. Close. There we go. All right.
So, anyways. Yeah, that was. You know what was even more fun than that though was the fact the beer was fucking cheap.
Oh yeah, $3 Guinness, man. Yeah,
you know, I spent $15 and I was feeling pretty good. And then Brian kept buying us beers.
I had like 7 or 8 beers. And I only spent $15 and I was feeling good. And then we ate some bratwurst right outside.
Yeah, there was a street vendor out selling bratwurst, and so we went out and had a couple of wieners and. The night was better.
You guys had some big wieners too.
They were good. Really, they were big. Huge. They were pretty big.
They're covered in slime and onions.
It's called sauerkraut.
I left before it got weird.
That sounds awful.
That's why, because we were sitting there dogging on punk kids the entire time we were inside before we left. We were going like, oh, look at that douchebag with the exploited patch on his back. Like, oh yeah, that's the first person I ever did that. It's like, I like his bandana.
Because he was 21 and wearing an exploited shirt. It's like, dude, you weren't even alive when like fucking exploited was around.
Yeah.
I wore the Clash patches.
But not anymore. Anyways, but we're just trashing because here he is walking around with this fucking bandana that comes out of the eyebrows, wearing this exploited patch. I'm just like, oh my god.
Well, it's like I was wearing a Clash shirt, but I mean, I was around for the Clash.
I had like a too drunk to fuck patch on my back when I was a kid.
Whenever I was doing it, it was literally like 10 years ago.
You're like 14.
I was like 15.
15, yeah. I mean, that's the age where if you're going to do it, you're going to do it, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, this kid, I mean, these kids just piss me off. Cause I'm just like, oh my God. And also, okay, and so the kids nowadays, and here's what we were really bitching about. These kids nowadays don't know the difference between, like, gutter punk, or let's call it garage punk, between garage punk, oi punk, sharp, skinhead. They don't know the fashion difference, because there is a fashion difference. And
it's, Tulsa has an interesting history because Sid Vicious punched a hole in the Canes.
Oh, yeah. And he got his ass kicked by the railroad tracks, but that doesn't make us a landmark.
But it's
you don't go down to the fucking railroad and you see a fucking bronze statue of Sid Vicious getting his ass kicked by a bunch of fucking guys.
It's like there was like a punk scene here a long time ago. And those punks got a lot older, and now none of them
They played the Canes.
They did.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I just said. He punched a hole in the Canes.
Yeah, I forgot, yeah.
So, but I'm just saying, like, a lot of, like, larger punk bands, like, that played here. A lot of smaller punk bands, Casualties played here. The Exploited played here. Fucking Minor Threat has played here. Yeah. I mean, like, all sorts of shit's played here, like, in the whole, like, old school 80s punk scene. But none of these kids really. It's just like, it's like when kids wear Misfit shirts.
Where did they buy that Misfit shirt? They bought it from Hot Topic.
Yeah.
I remember when the market was around. That's where I would go.
There's a pretty good guess.
So many fucking good. Like, I got like G.G. Allin, Hate in the Nation there. And nobody else would carry G.G. Allin shirts. They carried them. They were like, everybody else was like, oh, we won't even order them because they're kind of. And I'm just like, fuck you. So I go to the market. They fucking had it. I still have my Hate in the Nation shirt.
Well, I used to go to there, and Mohawk Music had some pretty kick ass shirts too.
Yeah, they still do have some good shirts. Yeah.
But anyways, all that aside, Burlesque Show was pretty awesome. Awesome to hang out with friends.
Yeah.
Rex, you were there for a bit, you and your girlfriend, and then James came by a little bit later. And
then Ken Yates showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and
Papa
Tamara.
Bear came by.
Yeah.
Papa
Bear.
And Tamara.
Yeah.
But, it was some good times. And, I mean, after that,
I was like, well, I got to do something. So Sunday, I went to work, kind of not doing so well, and played a bunch of Civ. Like, I got Gods and Kings. Mm-hmm. Been meaning to get that for a while. I should have got it when it was on sale, but I didn't. I paid full price, and it's not a bad investment. I didn't know what to think of it when I first started playing it, because I was like, oh, it's more the same. It's a Civ expansion. And really what that means, if you've never played Civ, really you just load up a level, you pick what you want in the level.
You pick terrain, you pick enemies, all that stuff.
Yeah. Right, and then you pick a leader with specific stats, and then you just try to beat it with war or space race or culture.
Or domination.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah,
war. Yeah, sorry.
So, and there's not really set levels. There are scenarios, and they added more scenarios to this one, which are pretty cool, actually. But the biggest thing that I noticed that they added is faith. And faith is something completely different. Like, you found your own religion, and you use that religion to buy special units, and you can also use it to convert cities over to liking you. So instead of just giving gifts, you can start spreading religion over to another city-state or another country, and eventually you can kind of convert them over with faith.
So it's kind of like in the old ones where you can trade, like you can offer gifts and stuff, or you can offer like Hinduism or Buddhism, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But now it actually does something.
I started using.
So you become a Bible banker.
Kind of. Well, I played the first scenario I played. I started doing that. I started sending over missionaries, and I was using the missionaries to piss off the other.
So you're going over and knocking on Genghis Khan's door, going like, you know, it's like, have you heard the word of Jesus Christ?
Well, it was Nosferatuism.
Oh, so you can name your own
religion. Yeah, you can name it whatever you awesome. Want. And you can add attributes based on what it is. You can add attributes for like production or whatever, but. Yeah, so it was Nosferatuism, and I thought that was kind of cool. So, but I'm going to play on my last name.
It's pretty good.
It is kind of. But
did you guys spawn on anything? Did you
feed? We sucked each other's
did
blood.
Did you feed off of each other?
Yeah, we did. But yeah, you can buy like holy warriors and stuff like that, and you can
holy Nosferatus.
Holy Nosferatus.
That sounds like a Robin statement. It's like, holy Nosferatus, Batman.
It's kind of a contradiction.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the cross. And
yeah, I know.
But anyways, all craziness aside, so I started playing with the faith aspect of it and using that to spread my knowledge or spread my seed.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. And I didn't actually use it as much the second go-around, but I just always thought it was funny watching emperors and rulers go, hey, you need to quit spreading that religion in my land, and then they'd send a missionary over, and then I'd use my inquisitors to wipe them out. So, which it's kind of fun to use the inquisitors sometimes. But
right, so they turn Civ 5 into a holy war.
Yeah, well, there is a Holy War campaign that you can play.
Nice.
Which I totally want to do. It's the whole Crusades, basically.
Nice.
So they got a whole expansion scenario based on the Crusades, and the idea is to, I guess, gain favor with one of the holy cities, the holy cities being Jerusalem, I want to say Mecca, and I think Rome, and then one other. But it's like Catholicism, Orthodoxism, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Constantinople, that's the other city.
Yeah.
Christianity, or not Islam. What's Muslim? What is... God, I am drawing a blank. I'm so retarded right now. Anyways, that religion from the Middle East, that's really popular. So anyways, you can use
Islam?
Your...
Islam?
Yeah.
It's not... Well, Islam's a sect of it. What's... If you go to a mosque, you are Muslim, and if you're Muslim, you... What is the act of being Muslim? Well, I guess... Never mind.
Muslimic? No, I know it. I just don't recall it at the moment.
I have a brain fart right
don't
now.
Don't need no...
And now I'm sounding more and more ridiculous. So, all that aside...
It's like right on the top of my... It's right on the top of my head, and it's the motherfuckers that dress up in the goddamn white shirts and black ties and go around. I just can't remember what their fucking names are.
No, that's a Jehovah's Witness.
No.
Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, Jehovah's Witness. But no, the Muslims do it as well. They'll go around in the outfits and go around and talk to people. Jehovah's Witnesses do it. So do Mormons. And then there's a Hare Krishna, so you usually don't wear suits and ties. But the Muslims will do it as well. In fact, actually, they even made fun of it on Reno 911. Because Jonesy was trying to get down... What one girl's fucking pants, and she had converted to being a Muslim, and so he did it as well. And you're looking it up.
Yeah, I'm trying to look it up. So whatever. So all that aside, I guess Islamic.
It's probably still called Islam. It's just a different sect. It's probably Muslim or
I'm just drawing a blank. But anyways, all that aside, Oblivioff.
Yep.
You're using that. You're trying to spread faith, or you're trying to just conquer the whole like goddamn map, and that's kind of cool. The other one that I really like is they added steam power into it, so you got a whole. There's a whole steampunk map.
Oh yeah.
Or where you got like airships and fucking like ironclad land vessels, and your main resource is coal. So you gotta like you know either you can beat it with everything except for the space race, I guess.
Yeah.
And there's like 3 points of victory. You gotta either like invest in 3 natural wonders before the enemy does, beat the map militarily, or there was another objective. I can't remember what the other objective is. But anyways, the idea of that being that you gotta win it intelligently.
Nice.
And I don't know, I'm liking the expansion a lot. The faith thing is pretty interesting, and obviously the steam power thing I think is really rad.
Yeah.
and then there's just so much more game, I guess. And then now they've unlocked a lot of the stuff on the mods. Like there's one that's a prehistoric mod that I want to try out. So I've sunk like 30 hours into that in the last few days, which is kind
of
crazy.
Have you seen that, speaking of religion stuff, have you seen that one Steam game that just got released? I don't remember if it's called Tower of Babylon or Babylon's Tower, where it's you play God, and the people of Babylon are trying to build a tower to come up to you, and you keep having to like break their tower down. Anyway, you can send like lightning, floods, snow, you know, fireballs, all kinds of shit. And you see these guys running around rebuilding their towers, just turning the map and blowing it up. And I was like, I need to buy that game. So, because it looks like so much fun. It's like, it's black and white the way I used to play black and white. So, people are like, you're supposed to help the people. No, I like them to fear me.
I just like being the big gorilla and like fucking destroying the whole area.
Yeah, when you get a monster,
I love monsters.
Yeah, but no, you should definitely check out that. you should definitely check out that Tower Bound. Well, okay, I gotta read this one. Go ahead and start talking. Minecraft. Did they finally fix the graphics so it's not so hues?
there's a meme with John Travolta from
Paris with Love, where he's sitting at the table with Jonathan Rhys-Meyer and his girlfriend and the one chick, and it's supposed to be the scene where he shoots her in the head. And he's sitting there talking about Minecraft 1.8 came out, and the girl says, did they finally fix the graphics so it's not just a bunch of cubes? And he just looks at her, then it shows a scene where he blows her brains out.
lots and lots and lots of Civ 5. I did start playing a little bit of, not Dark Souls, Darksiders 2.
Yeah.
Game is pretty damn fun. It is very much still Zelda. I'm really liking it. I haven't got a whole lot of time into it, though, just because I got so distracted with Civ. Next week, hopefully, I'm going to have some of the guys from Elseworlds, and I think one of them is going to play that, plus Transformers. So we'll be able to go back and forth with some Darksiders action. That game seems
pretty
well.
You're going to have them here on the cast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I did play some Transformers this week. I forgot.
Oh, did you?
Well, I have the other one, War for Cybertron. Or Fall of Cybertron, I'm sorry. And so I reinstalled that and played it, because that is a really fun fucking game.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I guess there's a thing where you can build your own Transformer in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of interested on that.
Yeah. Well, so they kind of have that on the original Fall of Cybertron. Sorry, Fall of Cybertron. They have the one where you can make your multiplayer character and set them up with their gun, like what they're going to do and their power and stuff like that. And it's pretty fun. The multiplayer is a lot of fucking fun on those Transformer games. So
I just want to do the whole build your own Transformer.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Anyways, we're getting distracted.
Yeah.
You
need to close that shit out, dude. Stop.
Yeah. I'm
I'll do it while you're
distracted.
Talking.
No, just close it. Okay.
So, anyways, that aside, I haven't had a lot of time. I really want to see Expendables 2. I don't know when I have time to do it, though. Because Dark Souls comes out Friday.
Yeah.
Dark Souls.
Well, you have tomorrow off, don't you?
I don't have the money to see it, though.
I'm debating. If you go during the day, it's only $5.
I only have like 7.
I'm really debating
you've
that
got enough.
Since I have, I think, 3 extra days on this pay period. And I haven't
three extra days, or did you just work extra?
No, we actually have 3 extra days this pay period.
Because that'll help me out a lot.
Yeah, we should have 2 or 3 extra days, because we got paid Tuesday of last week.
Well, I'll have a day and a half.
Yeah.
Because I didn't work on Friday, and then I left half Thursday.
Well, this Friday it'll be five, six, seven, seven, 8 days since we got paid, and then we get paid next Friday, so we have an extra week on. So we have that week on top of there. So I guess, oh, I like that door. Fucking close it, Justin. Anyways,
I'm
gonna do that to the apartment now. I hope you know that. I gotta put portal signs on all the fucking doors.
What I want to do? I want to fill.
Oh no! Off topic.
I'm gonna fill up this entire section of my apartment with just shit they have in the walls.
With
of
shit.
Portal.
Not with all shit, but
like, you know, all of the drawings that they have in Portal. Yeah. I want to fill that wall.
I'm gonna make it out of poop.
So. Yep, just out of shit.
But anyways, God damn. Dude, stop with this crap. Anyways, since I have that extra time, I think I might call in Friday or maybe take a half day. I don't know. And just play Dark Souls all fucking day.
That music's going to get stuck in your head. That horribly depressing music they play again.
Yeah, yeah. At the campfire and stuff.
Yeah. It gets stuck in your head like you go to sleep and it's still here.
You're still tapping your foot to it. You know, there's no drum beat. You're like, me,
me. It's sort of dirge.
Yeah, it's a great fucking game. And so I might take the day off. I don't know. I think I'm pretty much caught up, although I need to finish the magazine. Motherfucker.
I thought that the magazine's coming out really soon, too.
Yeah, he's pushing me to get it done, so.
Yeah.
So are we going to move to the second half,
or
what?
So busy.
What did you do, Holly? Well.
Yeah. Wow, thanks, Justin.
Thanks for forgetting me.
Way to treat her like meat.
Hey, Holly. What you guys were doing earlier. You want me to go get another beer for you?
Yeah.
Master?
No, I like when we kept going. Pick that up.
Or
pick
sir.
This up. Pick that up.
And then I just threw it on the ground.
Like, sound bite recorded.
Yeah.
Like, put this on.
Pick that up.
Hey. Pick that up. Yeah. Yeah. I say it all weird and crazy. I just like, pick that up.
Yeah. It was.
Do
it. Was,
get on the bottle bed. Caps.
Yeah. I like her. Like, what would you keep? What was the most important resource for you during the zombie apocalypse? She's like, bottle caps.
Bottle caps.
You're like, retard.
Fuck shit. Bottle caps. It's money.
You're like, it's only going to be money for you. You'd be like, hey, I need some gas. You take some bottle caps, boom, they will shoot you. They will shoot you.
Fuck
and
you and
piss
your bottle caps.
On your bottle caps.
Well, it reminds me of, like, I was thinking about when he said that, and I was playing Fallout 3 New Vegas. Fallout New Vegas. And one of the guys comments, the tribal that you're like hanging out with out in Utah, he's like, why do you carry so many bottle caps? They're always jingling all over the place. And I just kept thinking of you, Holly, like carrying a big bottle and yeah, a big bag of bottle caps. And it's like, just clinking around.
No, I have so many bottle caps in my car right now, though, like beer bottle caps. Yeah.
So what doesn't look good for when you get pulled over.
What I love is that when you play most games, it's like you're hoarding money. You're looking for money. It's just like, you find money. Oh, I found money. But then when you're playing Fallout, it says pre-war money. You're like, ah, fucking junk.
No, I say it because you can sell it.
Can sell it, I know, but it's like, you're like...
No, it actually sells for more bottle caps.
I know it does, but I'm just saying, it's just you just find it and you're like...
No, and then what you do is you use it in Caravan, and then you end up selling it for more than it's worth. Mm. It's like the Legionnaire Denari.
No, so, I know you can sell them, so I'm just saying it's the same thing as like... You're looking for that credit boost. You're just looking for your credits to go up.
Yeah, the credits.
But then
don't
you
go
find
up.
Money. You're just like, oh god, something else I have to do.
Well, I always hold on to it last, and then when I don't have anything or I need to trade for something really big, then I have all these different denominations of money that I can use for my purchase at the gun store.
See, I just go to the Van Graffs and kill them all.
Well, I did that, and I sold other stuff, so I always kill the Van Graffs because they're a bunch of douchebags.
Yeah, I don't steal it. I don't sell everything in there.
I keep everything except for the things that are only one of.
Yeah, yeah. But I keep a lot
like
of things
all those,
as a resource.
Like all those batteries.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have the large plasma cannon. They have like two of those, I think, in there or something like that. And those are pretty handy. So.
So anyway...
What did I do?
So, I did play Left 4 Dead on Monday, which was awesome, as always.
Yeah, I was going to jump on. Yeah.
And I found out, which I feel really stupid for not knowing this, but I just found out that BioShock had multiplayer.
BioShock 2, yeah.
Yeah, I had no fucking idea.
Yeah, we told you all about that.
I don't know about that.
No, we had that conversation like the other week when you were in my apartment.
Is that whenever I found that out?
Yeah, and we were sitting there and I was saying like, yeah, you can go buy it like the special edition for like $30.
Maybe that's when I found out.
Yeah.
Either way, I found that out and I was really excited.
They were talking about doing it on Gauntlet sometime, remember?
Okay. No.
Oh yeah.
I may have been drinking.
Yeah, you were
I'm
there
not
for
sure.
that.
But anyway, so I did that. And then, of course, on Thursday, we did our... nice. exactly. So we did our cinnamon challenge, which was awesome.
Does it smell like cinnamon in here, Rex?
Fuck you guys.
I think Rex's tummy hurts.
I think it's a homemade liquor.
Yeah, yep.
I told you that shit will make you go blind.
Oh, no, no.
There's other reasons. Up. He's like,
oh, no. Oh, shit.
I twisted my leg, so I'm on like four lower tabs right now.
No, those are great.
Oh, those will make you feel.
That's the sweating.
But yeah, do you feel your heart? Just a little bit.
No. That's the two Red Bulls that I had before I came.
It's like a hummingbird.
What the fuck are you doing?
Self medicating, woman. Let it go.
I'm not passing out. Pick one of the others.
So you said like four lore tabs, and then you had two Red Bulls, and you're drinking alcohol.
See shadow people as you go home.
Oh my god.
I think they're shadow people.
And then you crash into a pole.
Well, they usually don't dent me.
The pole ends up being a person with a baby.
Oh, Jesus. So, anyway.
God damn it, Justin. Close it, damn it.
It's not gonna happen.
A land symbol.
It's not gonna happen.
In concrete that's been cracked. And it's cracked perfectly. I don't think that's real. I think they photoshopped it. But still, it's awesome.
So anyway, we did the cinnamon challenge. Which, I don't know. Do we want to talk about that or not?
I think the video speaks.
We just want to wait until the video to come out?
Yeah, you know, we had fun.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, like, we had that bucket of cinnamon. bucket of cinnamon that was in here that I still haven't washed out because it's gross.
What did you do with that?
It's right there.
Oh, that's fucking disgusting.
I thought he cleaned it out.
It looks like shit.
I've walked by it the past couple of days, and I thought it was cleaned out. So I went to bed. You guys stayed up.
It sits under here underneath the vent, and the vent was sucking it up, and it was blowing the smell of cinnamon in my room. Now, I drank drank that night and actually swallowed all of that cinnamon.
Except for Trent.
Yeah, and my mouth was dry as fucking cotton the next day. Like, it was so dry. I drank a whole gallon of water plus, like, two or three glasses of water. Like, I just kept drinking water all fucking
day. You had a lot more cinnamon than me, though, so.
Yeah, I had three mouthfuls.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Get the evidence.
Well, you know, the video speaks for itself. You will watch it. I gleefully went through that cinnamon.
I had the one spoonful and I was just like, fuck no.
I will never eat cinnamon again.
Neither will I.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
I had that this morning, so cinnamon. That's okay.
Did it remind you of the day?
No, not at all. I didn't think about it at all.
Dude, I had cinnamon.
Like spitting cereal out?
I had cinnamon the next day when we did the whole, you were gone, but we did the whole Mexican food day and Bruce brought all the stuff and I brought some horchata with cinnamon. So...
Stop pulling shit up, Justin.
Modern Warfare 3 sucks. And that face. Looked like Sub-Zero from fucking Rain Man. Anyways.
So you did a work lunch.
Yes, we had a work lunch.
With cinnamon.
Yeah, I brought horchata and a big thing of cinnamon. And I fucking drank
fancy
like two cups of it.
Yeah.
Well, I thought if we're going to have Mexican
food...
Add some
rice milk and add some cinnamon.
Dude, if we're going to eat Mexican food, we're going to have some horchata.
I usually have Modelo.
I can't think of who you reminded me of just then.
Himself.
He's just a fancy.
Like, my name's Justin. Justin Knott.
I'm going to wear my knickers.
Yeah. But I like to play Darksiders.
So.
Holly, what you doing?
What I've been doing over the
just
weekend.
Like, get ready for this.
Yeah.
Awesome. You roll your sleeves up on this, huh?
Yeah. I saw armpit hair.
Yeah. There's a lot of it. There's really not
it
any.
It happens
I shaved
when you're French.
I shaved today.
She looks like a mullet with a head.
Headlights. Headlights.
So anyway, after we did the cinnamon challenge, we went out and drank. I stayed up until 5 o'clock in the morning. Just so I could drive to St. Louis. Well, I didn't drive, but I rode to St. Louis. And luckily, since I was a little drunk...
Oh, you slept.
I was actually able to sleep on the way there. Oh, well, I mean, I slept for about an hour or two. And then after that, it was just kind of like off and on. Like, I got to the point where I was like, basically, like, if I sat there for too long and wasn't moving, like, your eyes do the whole, like, crossing thing, and then your eyelids start to close. Yeah. So I was like, fuck.
What happens with her hypno?
I imagine Holly, like, in her apartment.
When was I
night,
hanging out with?
When she's, like, you know, insomniac, she's scurrying around. Like a fucking ferret, like looking through shit. It's like you pan out, and you see it's just a very nice, quiet apartment. That's like looking around the corner.
There's not Holly looking for change in her couch.
Yeah, she's like,
got my cigarettes,
little T Rex arms, digging through and stuff. And she's going into the kitchen. She's looking at the cabinets. Trying to see the top because she can't.
Well, I have to jump up on the on the counter.
She climbs on the fridge. She climbs
on. Okay, like I've got Tupperware and I put it. I was stupid and I put it way up on the top where it probably shouldn't be for someone my height. So anytime I need to get my Tupperware down, I have to hop up onto the counter and like stand up.
I can see her at midnight, like, scurrying into the kitchen, and she grabs some saltines and just, like, nests on top of the fridge, eating them, just crumbs going everywhere, you know?
I'm not even actually eating anything, I'm just like, everything is just going on the ground.
She's doing that thing that dogs do when they, like something a lot, just shaking it all over the place. Just shaking that bag of crackers.
I have this much, now I have more, you know, because I think I spread it out, it's more. And that's why they end up eating the floor. And that's Holly at night.
So why did I go to St. Louis, you ask?
Who cares? You went there to die.
I did die. I did.
You got
it was
caught.
Really bad. I did.
So explain.
So I went to, it's a 5K, a 3.2-mile run / obstacle course called Run for Your Life. It's, if you've ever heard of Warrior Dash, it's kind of like that. Only, I'm pretty sure there are less obstacles, but zombies are involved.
Walkers and runners.
Yes. And they actually have them set up, like, the zombies know what they're supposed to do. The people that are playing as the zombies know what they're supposed to do. So there are only a few that are supposed to run, but you don't know which ones they are because they do a really good job of waiting until you pass them and you think you're in the clear. And then you hear this do-do-do-do-do behind you. And you're fucking done for.
Did any of them scream like?
some of them did a little bit, but like there were some that would just like contort their bodies in really weird ways, and I just thought that was really funny. Yeah. But
they have any crawler ones?
There weren't any of those, nah. Which is that's kind of upsetting.
I didn't
want to
get kicked in the head though.
Suck, kick, go.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and it got really, really hectic. Like the entire place was sold out, and they had a run every 30 minutes. The way it works out, there are like three different sections that you can go in. They've got entrees, which are the people that are going to try and finish the 3 miles within 9 minutes each. So what is that? 27 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 27 minutes. And then there's the dinner and then the appetizer. My friend Glenn and I, we went through the appetizer just because I haven't been running and he hadn't been running very much either. So we went through the appetizer. So we were going to be.
Which is the appetizer?
The appetizer. We're the it's 21 minutes plus.
Okay.
To finish the.
So it's like the bunny slope.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But it's 3 miles.
Yeah.
And there are obstacles, and they're like you're in the woods. 3 miles.
21 plus.
So. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, you can we walked most of the time. I mean, you're literally like walking through the woods the entire time, and there are tree stumps and huge rocks and all of this other shit in your way. So for the most part, there was a lot of walking and there weren't really a lot of zombies in the woods. But the thing is, like, whenever you're actually going through this, it's not just jogging through the entire thing. Like, you are walking for a little bit of time and then you sprint your fucking ass off. Because you've just got, like, this quarter mile stretch of fucking zombies. And they're all spread out, and you're with a group of, like, 30 fucking people. So you're just trying to dodge through all of these zombies and trying to watch out for other people running, like, into you. And you've got, like, these three flags that they have. Like, they give you a belt, and they've got three red flags that Velcro onto it. And that's what the zombies are supposed to attack. So, like they're just supposed to grab those. Yeah, exactly. Like, the first run-through that we had done, or the first actual, like, sprint that we had done, it was so hectic just because, I mean, like, the entrees had gone, and then the dinner had gone, and then we had gone, but there were still, like, we had, there were probably about 75 people in our group, and just our appetizer, like, our appetizer herd, yes. So, like, we're all just trying to get through here as quickly as possible, and, like, we're coming up into, like, this really small section, and there aren't any, like, any zombies after that. But this guy, like, runs into me and almost, like, just face plants me into a fucking tree. But luckily, I was able to just, like, plant myself on the tree and completely block my face, which was awesome, but...
A ferret skill.
Yeah.
Yeah, ferret skill. But it was great. And, like, waiting in line, we actually met two people. And I remember Kirby was one of them. And I only remember your name because you requested us. I mean, you followed us on Twitter. I remember your name, but I don't remember your friend's name. Anyway, they were actually really cool talking about Left 4 Dead and stuff like that. They actually want to play with us sometime.
Nice.
So that was fun. I lost all of my flags. And then I had to climb through a shit ton of mud, which was great. And I mean, like, army crawling just through fucking mud. And it was great. So you're covered in all of this shit and you're out of breath.
So
great.
When they take all your flags, can you become a zombie then? And just turn around?
You're supposed to. Like, if you go, they didn't allow us to just because it takes time to actually turn you into a zombie.
Oh, yeah.
If you go towards the beginning of the day, like, you know, between 9, 12, something like that, you run through. If you end up losing, whether you lose or win, honestly, you get your makeup done and everything like that, and then you're put out there as a zombie.
So actually going at the end of the day would be funner because that's when the majority of the zombies are going to be there.
No, because they do, like, they do shift change and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, but I mean, if people are, like, say people from the second race get taken, and they want to get turned into zombies, and you can get a lot of zombies out there.
Well, no, it's always about the same amount.
How many zombies would you say?
Fuck.
Like, what? 200? 500? 600?
A lot. I have no idea.
More people than a football
I have
game,
no idea. Through one little stretch that we had to go through, there could be easily 30
enough
zombies.
To not really be able to call it an orgy anymore. It's just an ass hammer.
Oh, God, it is. It's so bad.
Yeah.
But it was great. And then we got there Friday, and then we stayed in a hotel Friday night in St. Louis, and we actually just, like, went out to bars and restaurants and stuff like that and hung out kind of where all the bars are, just walking back and forth from our hotel. We actually went to the arch, which was awesome. We didn't go up to the very top of it, but we went to the bottom.
If you go too much further than the arch, then you get to East St. Louis.
Yeah,
we didn't go there.
Mm-mm. I've gotten lost over there.
Yeah, we didn't go there. So we did all of that, and then Saturday obviously was the run. After the run, like, they just have these huge showers that you have to use. And, I mean, you're showering, obviously, in your clothes because it's just in the middle of the open. Oh. Like, they have these, just pipes.
Sprinkler heads, basically.
Well, it's just pipes. And they just have holes, drilled into the pipes. And that's what you're getting your water from. So you just kind of, you know, try and get all the mud off that way. So we hung out at our tent, or not our tent, our truck for a while and just drank. And then met a few people that way and then went back to our tent. Hung out there, and, like, the way that they had the tent set up, there were at least, like, 50 to 75 tents, and this is a very small area, so you've got, like, a 2-foot gap. There are, like, 4 rows, and each row has, like, a 2-foot gap between each one, and then you've got a decent gap, like, between the actual rows.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of fucking people camping. So, like, during the day, it wasn't that bad. People were still drinking. We were meeting people, whatever. But once it fucking got dark, like, everyone met up right behind our tent, or my tent, I guess. And they had brought, like, a few people had brought tables, and they had the bright idea of, like, setting all of the tables up together. And there are, like, 3 rows of, three tables just put together in one long row. So they just had, like, the drinking game of Flip Cup set up, and you've got, like, 25, 30 people on each side just playing Flip Cup, and crazy shit going on.
Yeah, I saw the video of the guy jumping into the table.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he is an awesome fucking guy. He told us that his name was Grover, but I don't think that was true. but that's what he said. Oh, anyway.
That was the guy that broke the table?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the one that did the swan dive onto the table and just completely fucking broke it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awesome. And I don't know if I should go into the rest of that night.
You can on the break.
Oh. Well, there were Asians, and there were boobs, and they were making out.
Yeah. Holly got involved with diplomatic relations.
Diplomatic relations.
With two sets of boobs. So.
No.
Yeah, one you're set. Within.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Within, yeah. I mean, she saw mine, but I saw hers like 3 times.
Everybody saw hers.
No.
No, I'm joking.
No one saw hers.
Yeah.
Oh, you're special.
I was. She actually pulled me over on the other side of the tents, and she told me, she was like, I'm not a lesbian, but if I was going to be a lesbian, it would be for you. It's like, oh.
That's how it always starts.
You're trashed. And she kept on wanting me to have a threesome with random people. So sounds there fun. there was that, yeah.
I asked her if she did the big guy grover. I said, you guys get home with the big guy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of man.
Well, I told you and about the glow stick, right?
Which one? I can't remember if you did.
Whoa.
No, I'm not going into that, just because it's really not that funny. Anyway.
No. That's up to you, though.
No, it really wasn't. Yeah, so that was awesome. Right. And that's about it. Other than that, I guess we'll do our break now.
I feel cock-teased. She's like, the glue stick.
Well, you know, you'll get over it, I'm sure. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good soft intro. I like
that. It was
soft.
A nice little break that we had. Like, and we lost someone.
Rex had to go poop.
Yeah, we lost Rex.
I know, he had to throw us
out of his mouth.
He wasn't feeling good. So, yeah.
That's what happens when you drink homemade liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Rex's homemade lemonade.
Yeah, that shit. First, I took a sip of
we
that.
We all tried it.
It was like lemon at first. I was like... Yeah,
it tasted like he had rum in it.
And then it just totally hit with fucking liquor. I was like, this does not taste like lemonade.
Yeah, it is.
It wasn't bad.
No, it was just really strong.
I thought it tasted like rum.
Might have had a little bit of rum in there.
It was more like ruminade.
Like
ruminade. Ugh. So I had...
had schnapps.
Gummy bears that were soaked, that had been soaked in rum.
Yeah, those are nasty.
Those bitches... expand like crazy. Yeah. Like a normal, like you have to look like a normal gummy bear, and then you multiply that by like, well, that's about
it's actually about four or five
times bigger than it's supposed to be, and it's disgusting. It was the nastiest shit I have ever had in my life. I couldn't
like halfway dissolved or what?
No, they're
gooey and they're soggy.
Yeah.
And it's
You bite into it, and it's like biting into a gelatinous eyeball. That's what it feels like. Just
well, like, I hadn't even, like, bit into it yet. Like, I started to try and eat it, and I was just like, fuck this, no. Uh-uh, this isn't happening.
Nice.
Not at all.
So I just showed them a meme. I'm sitting here just fucking around, and there's a picture of Armor 2, and there's a sticker on it that says, combined operations needed to play DayZ.
So they're actually putting the game out with a sticker that lets people know you need this to play DayZ.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
You need to chug your beer.
You need to turn that off.
You need to chug your beer.
It's just warm.
Okay, why is it warm?
Because you let it sit.
Because I wasn't digging as much as I thought I would.
I gotta tell Jason sweet. You said that.
I'm shaking my head at you right now.
Holly liked that beer. She drinks beer now because of that.
I do drink beer.
Chug it.
Well, now it's warm, and I'm drinking liquor. Liquor before beer.
You're in the clear.
You're in the clear.
Yeah,
so
you're
safe.
Right. Yeah, drink it.
There you go.
I had to think about that for
Suck
a second.
Suck down the stash.
Jason's stash.
Yeah. His pubic stash.
Yeah.
Might not have been in the mood for alcohol tonight either. I might have been part of it.
Well, let's jump into this.
I don't even know what we're doing right now. Are we doing the email?
Are we going to do emails?
Yeah, sure. Let's do Facebook.
Are we going to do Facebook first?
Yeah, we usually do.
And she's not ready for that?
No, I'm not.
Why don't you do the email?
All right, fine.
Okay, so I'm going to speak up. Didn't get a lot of emails, but we did have a faithful emailer, and well, I guess we're pretty grateful.
Email E, Mr.
Ian. Mr. Ian says, to the nasty one, the Trenolope, the Drunkosaurus Rex, and the most badgery badger around, the Holly Badger. To answer your question, of which we asked, I would want to implant a memory of a guy who survived storming Normandy. That shit would be insane to see it through someone else's
eyes. Did anybody survive? No, there were a few.
Yeah, there's some Normandy survivors.
I'm joking. I didn't get to answer that question because I was gone.
Yeah, what do you think?
Show. I'll come back to it.
Okay. As for my question, if you're able to make an Expendables-type game for any of the three systems, who would you place on your team? It says, I'd have Solid Snake, Shepard, Captain Guile, Ryu, Marcus Fenix, Gordon Freeman.
Isn't it Ryu?
Yeah, it's Ryu.
I always say Ryu. He says Ryu.
It's Ryu.
He introduces himself as Ryu.
No, he's wrong.
It's Ryu. It's Ryu.
He's wrong.
People are right in.
I remember the fucking anime. It's Ryu.
Yeah. Dante from Devil May Cry. Samus Aran, Master Chief. Nathan Drake, Agent 47. Duke Nukem. Kratos, Cloud Strife. Lara Croft, and Altair. And he just picked like everybody that...
I would do a Nintendo's all-star lineup of classic characters involving Yoshi, Mario, Princess Toadstool... maybe bring in a couple of non-Nintendos like Sonic, Tails. Tails can be the little bitch, you know, like Jet Li.
Well, you know what you really should do is you should pick it from a bunch of brawlers. Like, these are all modern.
Oh, I know.
These are mostly modern. But, you know, like go with Final Fight. Go
I know,
with Cody
but, it,
and
but it would
and...
be funnier to see Mario playing Stallone's character. You know, that would be awesome as shit. It's like, I'm going back. I'm going back. We have to. Mickey Rourke can be played by like fucking Link.
I think I'd go with classic brawlers. I'd probably go with the Battletoads.
And when they go off, they all take off in their little go-karts.
Definitely funnier than mine.
He's like, I'm gonna drop in the turtle shell. This fucking goes out and takes out the lead guy. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
turns into a glider. that's gold.
Well, no, I was just thinking, like, in my mind, I was thinking brawlers.
Like Street Fighter, Fatal Fury, Shining Force, all that. Yeah, bringing those
Streets
guys
of Rage.
In would be cool. It would be cool as shit.
Even more modern, like with the brawler or Ninja Gaiden or something like that.
It would be cool as shit, but I think it would be funnier to have Mario playing Sylvester Stallone's character. You have to admit.
What about the guy from Burger Time? And the
that was runner. Mario.
No, it wasn't.
That was pretty much Mario. It was the same system. I remember Burger Time. It was pretty much Mario. They had a little red
That's
guy.
Because they
and
were
a
made
tall
of
green guy.
Like as big
I
as
know,
thumbs.
But it was a little green guy and a tall is a little red guy and a tall green guy. Just like Mario is a little red guy and a tall green guy.
Holly, you've had plenty of time to think about this now.
No, I'm probably not going to come up with something.
Multitask.
I can't. I'm
but
not good
do,
with
do you remember what was that one the Dr. Mario? Do you remember that?
Dr. Mario is basically Tetris.
One. Yeah, that was pretty fun. I liked Burger Time though. That was awesome. With a little pressure plate.
I liked Burger Time.
No, it was fun. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to wait until next week to answer this one.
Oh, you're bullshit. Come on.
I'm not
How
bullshit.
How hard is this?
I don't. It's fucking hard.
Okay, I got one.
It's
I got
fucking
one.
Hard.
I can
I've
think
got
of like
one.
30 characters off the top.
The
of
classic head. Smurfs game have all the Smurfs lined up playing the Expendables characters. Have Papa
so
Smurf.
You have to think about how many characters there actually are in that movie, and I need to place every single.
That's
one
why
of
you
them
pick
correctly.
A roundabout cast. Nintendo's All Star. Characters works.
It's
the Smurfs,
be,
you can have Papa Smurf
be.
Playing Sylvester Stallone. Gargamel's playing Mickey Rourke's character. Smurfette's
no,
playing
I'm
Jet Li.
I'm going to answer this next week,
I'm
and it's going to be
Jet
epic.
Jet Li tonight.
You got about 20 minutes.
Okay,
nope.
Fine. Here.
Nope,
here,
next
we'll,
week.
Here, we'll throw out some goofy ones, but next week we'll come back with a real answer. So what's your goofy one?
Fuck if I know.
How about the girls from The Facts of Life?
I don't even know that.
We got to have all of them playing.
The
Brady Bunch.
Just the Virgin Suicide.
The Brady Bunch, yeah. We have the Brady Bunch on there.
Is it game characters, though?
They had little Brady Bunch games back in... Yeah, they did have a Brady Bunch game.
Yeah, that doesn't really count.
It's a game. I didn't see any specifications on that.
I'd say with game-only franchises, not games made from movie franchises.
That wasn't a movie, it was a TV show. The movie
same,
came out
same
later.
Difference, same difference, same difference. It's like saying the Simpsons character from the Simpsons game.
That can count, because it's the Simpsons.
It's a game.
Games all the way back on Sega.
It's a cop-out answer, is what I'm...
But it's a cast of characters that would be funny.
I don't want to give a cop-out answer.
That's what I'm saying. Just throw a cop-out answer, then next week we'll come back with a real one.
Or, I'll just wait until next week, and it'll be epic.
No, it won't.
No, it won't.
No.
But I'll have time to think about it and just spit on myself.
Yeah.
How about the Expendables with nothing but a group of pit boys? The different pit boys.
The different pit boys? Yeah.
It's a different pit boys.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, the surprise one.
Yeah, the elephant man?
Yeah, the little pussy one playing Jet Li.
That guy right there. The one that's...
He's got high agility. That's why he's putting his finger on the...
The one on his knees, that's Jet Li.
That's why he's putting his
finger
on the hole.
This one does not have agility. He's throwing up.
Which one? Yeah. I can't see where you are. Oh, right. There he is. Oh.
Well, actually,
that's
Rex. Actually, would the ninja one... Actually, should that be Jet Li?
This one?
Yeah.
Can we go through here and figure out which one is us? Could we do that?
Nobody knows. Nobody will know what we're doing because they can't see it.
They can't. You know what? It doesn't matter.
Because I don't remember what some of these are.
I don't remember which one this one is, but that would be a bit of my...
Is that perception? I think that's...
That's not perception, but that's... I'm fucked up.
Look like we got our little party guy over here.
That's Vic.
Vic. That is Vic. Unless there's someone fucking...
The dude kicking a cat, that's Rex. Now, is there one passed out drunk anywhere? Because that would be Rex.
Yes, there is.
That's the throw-up one.
Yeah. The one that's passed out. This one right here.
Yeah, there's one throwing up.
Yeah, he's passed out and throwing
yeah.
up.
Yeah, that's Rex.
That's Rex.
Oh, no, there he is. There he is again. Middle of the screen. That's him before he gets down. So...
That could be Victor, too.
Yeah.
Let's play Doctor. Always like the, what was that one called?
I think you have to choose a really, like, really cocky one.
Vic is the type of guy that would have a rectal thermometer and call it a sexual aid.
This one right here.
What the fuck is that?
That's a tumor one, yeah.
Yeah, you get that radiation. You should just try just getting a little...
Oh, that's the rad resist. That's the one where you can not take radiation damage where he's in the barrel.
Yeah.
And what was the time one? Was that the one where you... That's not early riser. That's...
I think that was night vision right there.
Yeah.
I really like that one, too. Man, these are such great...
There's images. A repair one right there for being the handyman. Being able to fix guns with more proficient, more efficiency.
It really sucks that you guys can't see this. Sorry. We're having fun.
Yeah. Oh, there's Bulletproof, the Superman
one. Fuck you guys.
It's a good one.
So anyways, we're distracting from the listeners.
That's okay. They enjoy it, I'm sure.
No, they don't.
They probably don't.
No, they probably don't.
Oh, I'll take the Lady Killer one. That's one of my favorite ones.
I think I should...
It's over on the left side. I remember seeing it earlier. Like, no, it's further off screen on the left, I believe. I saw him walking off with the...
With the chica.
Yeah, with the
I
chica.
I don't know who I would be.
With the chocho.
Chocho?
Yeah, chocho.
I don't know. I think after the weekend, that should be me.
This could be Vic right here.
Which one?
This one right here.
What's he doing?
You can't see your little... Where is it at?
What's he doing?
He's just got the thumbs up and he's pointing out and he's like, this guy.
He's like, guns! Yeah.
Wait, that's Scott.
Yeah.
Guns!
Guns! Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to quit distracting everybody.
Yeah, okay, so let's get back to this. Okay.
So, I say 80s, 90s brawlers. Final Fact.
I say Nelson Muntz. Sylvester Stallone from Simpsons. He's like, hey.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Or you can just do all the grown-ups, have like Chief Wiggum.
So, did you ever find that Twitter stuff, or Twitter and Facebook stuff while we were doing
I have the Facebook up right now.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so, our question from last week was, if you could replace or implant any memory, what would it be? Knobs sent one saying, wouldn't change a thing, our personal history, parentheses, memories, in parentheses, defines us. If you change it, you would not be you. Glenn said, I would implant memories of knowledge. Why, yes, I do remember. You guys are talking and I can't
read. Dude, no, look what Lizzie just found in the garage of that new house she just moved into.
Holy fuck.
Oh, damn.
Beatles Yesterday original 45.
Fuck.
I'm stealing that from her. She you also should. Got Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Ooh. Damn.
She owes me. I want it.
So anyway, Glenn said, I would implant memories of knowledge. Why, yes, I do remember I am an orthopedic surgeon. Yes, I can pass the California bar exam.
I know Kung Fu.
Mr. LeBaron. Oh. High five on that.
Way to go, Mortal Kombat.
I know
Kombat
mine,
guy.
But I'm waiting to say it.
He said, the 400-pound guy I saw at Comic-Con wearing a Sailor Moon outfit 8 years ago.
Hey, embrace. I'm not 400 pounds, all right? And that wasn't Sailor Moon. It was Sailor Mercury. Get it fucking right.
And Glenn,
I was bloated. Right? Lots of water.
Bloated. Glenn again said, if I had to erase anything, it would be my years with the CIA as a spy kid. Danica.
And the time he had to do an operation with Frankie Muniz.
Danica is my favorite, and it says, erase butt sex. And Glenn said...
That's our social media.
And then, that's basically my manager, yeah. And Glenn says, erase all, comma, butt sex.
Erase all.
But, like, you know, except for sex. And Danica says, nope, just erase butt sex. Do not want.
Obviously, she tried it with the wrong person. It's like a key. You gotta find the right one. That
fits. All right, so Moon said, too many to erase.
Or his butt box. Sorry.
Butt.
No, butt box.
So.
Moon said, too many to erase, but what fucks us up also is also what defines us. As for implanting, there are a few I'd like to enjoy implanting. Smiley face.
That's actually a good one. It's like, you know, what kind of memory can I implant in you?
So. Nick said, not proud to say this, but I would erase the memory of finding out a close... Oh, that sounds really sad.
What is it?
Is that too
found out
read?
A close friend lost... a. Close friend of lost her kids over some BS. I can do anything about it. Wait, I can't do anything about it. This is really sad. I don't want to read the rest of that. Anyway,
okay.
Jason, I'm sorry. That just seems sad. Anyway, Jason says, illusionist skills added. Nothing to erase. The
is
best
that...
stories I have come from epic fails.
Is that Clark?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope. And that's all I have on this.
I like butt sex. That's funny.
Butt
that's
sex.
A good
erase
one.
Butt sex.
Yeah.
Erase all butt sex? No.
Butt sex.
Erase butt sex.
Did you spell it B-U-T-T-S-E-C-S?
She's, yeah.
She spelled it right. He was just throwing it out there.
B-U-T-T space.
Sex.
S-E-X. I feel like my key comment. That's good.
And
that line never works though.
So on the Tiltcast page, Scott said, I would erase Trent and Justin's memories of me sexually preying upon them. Wait, what?
And mine actually is, I would erase the memory of Scott sexually preying upon me. While Justin sat in the corner with a cigar.
Alright, and then on Twitter, John from the Carousel said, I would implant the memory of Bill Gates' mind, or I would implant the memory in Bill Gates' mind that he needs to give me a couple $1 million.
Fair
that
enough.
Wasn't the question, but touche. That would work. And then Brandon said, what memory would I implant? That one time I had sex with all those Playboy bunnies.
Caught AIDS.
And that is it.
See, what were your guys' answers from last week?
I don't know. I forgot.
I said that I wouldn't change anything.
Okay.
I wouldn't erase anything, and I can't think of anything that I would add at this moment.
All right. I can go really depressing with erasing a memory. It's not about a girl or anything. It's about a dog. But
why would you want to erase it? Because
it
makes
really
you... Even
it was,
if it's that.
You want to hear it?
I'll hear it.
I would erase the memory.
Can we laugh about it afterwards?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I was walking to summer school one time.
And they had the summer school at the grade school. So I was walking along the street, and I came across this Doberman that had been sideswiped by a car so bad that its belly was basically transparent.
Aww.
From where the tire had rubbed it, like, so bad. And it was laying there, breathing really hard in the hot sun, dying. It was pretty much, like, moments away from dying. So, at least I thought. And so, rather than going to summer school, I just sat there with a dog. And,
that,
like, pet it.
Sucks.
With its head on my lap. It was a really friendly dog because it knew it was going to die. I just didn't want to die alone.
Aww.
Yeah, and I got in big trouble because I didn't go to summer school that day.
I watched my horse have a heart attack.
That must have been a really interesting thing to see. Sorry.
Well, and it was
just out of nowhere, the surprise.
No, like it was.
Well,
it was
you think of horse penis.
It's not uncommon for guys to get.
Well, no, it was like it was a Shetland pony though. So I had had it for like 10 years, and it was probably about this tall. It was just really, really shorter than me now.
I'm just thinking of you. Have you seen the surprise cow picture I have on my computer that I bring up every once in a while? Whenever I have somebody in the office or talking about something really serious, I'll just double click this photo and there's this picture of this cow that pops up and I'll start.
It's just very serious.
And I'll scroll it down to where it's just the eyes. I'll just make it pop up and stuff. And they'll just keep trying to talk to me like Peter comes in there, Pater. He'll come in there and I'll do it. I'll do that to him and he just starts fucking busting up laughing every time. And that's not the surprise cow. That's not the surprise cow.
I remember one day
it's
I had
a fake
gotten
cow.
Home.
It's not a real cow.
I had gotten home from school.
I can't remember what I typed in to find it, but it's really fucking twisted weird.
I had gotten home from school one day, and I had just gotten off of the bus, and we had this horse, and it was laying down by our driveway, and mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it's sleeping. So I went over and I started petting it, and it didn't move. So I picked up a stick and started poking it in the face, and it didn't move. So I ran up to my mom and told her that our horse was dead.
Jesus. I thought maybe like the cow would stand there for a minute, also you see its eyes get really wide, and you're like, what the fuck? And then just fucking like starts bucking around and just falls to the ground. Let me see if I can see the angry cows on there.
Eat me.
Because it's supposed to be an angry cow, but it looks more like a surprise fucking cow. And it's like a paper mache statue that somebody made, and it's really fucking twisted, weird looking.
I'm not seeing it, but if you find it, that'll be our
picture. It's on my desktop at work. I'll just fucking email it to myself tomorrow. Or I'll see if I can find it tonight, because I can't remember what I typed in, but it was pretty goddamn funny.
I know what I said. I said something about having a memory of going into space, because I'd really want to go into space.
Oh, yeah, because we started talking about your vision, I think. Oh, no, you said fly. You wanted to fly.
Did I say I wanted to fly?
Yeah. You said that you wanted to be a pilot, but you couldn't because your vision was too bad and they wouldn't let you.
Oh, that is true.
See, it's like I've always thought about about
it's
how, was it, you know, to reach certain planets is, you know, 9 months, 10 months, sometimes even further for further planets I haven't gone to yet with people, just with probes. And I've always thought, you know, I actually wouldn't mind 2 years alone in a fucking capsule. Just as long as they stop me with a TV screen and a bunch of games, I think I'd be okay.
I don't know. I would want a lot of paper and some pens.
Yeah,
so
no, that'd
just
be good too.
Write
yeah.
the entire time. You could come up with some really good ideas and make a lot of money.
But
it's just
the idea of floating in complete, you know, isolation in space with all these magnificent things around you is always very appealing to me. And I'm just like, yeah, I would totally do that just to get the fuck away for a while. And probably never return. I'd be happy to die on another planet. Especially if nobody's ever been there before.
If there was something that I could implant, it would be to know how you would be if something wouldn't have happened.
Oh, like the butterfly effect?
Yeah. Kind of like that.
Kind of like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind? Just remove the
No,
entire...
not like that. Like, I would like to see the... like. Who I would be today if certain things hadn't happened in the past. And I'm being very vague, but
yeah,
I am thinking of one thing specifically.
I think I would implant... Space is a good one. I think I would implant... I wouldn't delete anything. I think I would... Because, I mean, that dog story, well, it is true. It did happen.
Yeah.
Chicks love the shit out of it.
I bet.
No, they do.
I saved a cat once from a tree, and then it died.
Well, then you failed. Yeah.
I did save it.
Save, fail.
It was like it was wedged between two branches, and you pulled it out,
and it wedged itself between the street and a tire.
I took it out, and apparently, like, it had fallen and just wedged itself, so I'm assuming that it, like, broke its back or something that, so it couldn't move. And then I took it inside, and I was too young to actually drive anywhere, so I left it in my room and, like, made a bed for it and everything like that. And then whenever my mom finally got home, I wanted to take it to the vet, but it had already passed by then, so...
That sucks.
Yeah, sad story.
I think I would delete the 5 minutes of memory where I was not passed out from a Lortab overdose when my girlfriend wanted to watch Twilight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because those are 5 minutes I'll never get back. I saw the scene where he like stops the car from hitting her, and I'm just like, oh my god.
You never should have stopped the car.
Yeah, actually, I would like to remove the memory of watching The Forgotten, because I can't forget it, and that movie sucks. every horrible movie I ever watched that I thought, hey, I'll give this a shot, and I was sadly disappointed. That's a lot of movies. I'd like to implant the memory of One Night as Justin doing what I script him to do.
Script me to do?
Like touching yourself.
You want to watch him touching himself?
In the shower. No, I'm thinking of, Strange Days, which I don't think you've ever seen that one, Holly.
No, I have not.
You should watch it. It's a great movie. I don't know what I would implant. That's kind of hard. I mean, I could just go ahead and say Mars.
I think knowing what your life would be like if something traumatic hadn't have happened.
Yeah.
Like, how you would be.
Yeah.
Just without that. If you would be a nice person, if you would be a terrible person.
I think that's
person.
Tinkering too much with your own personality, because once you know what caused you to go a certain route, once you came back into your real mind, wouldn't you be eager to try and change elements to be that person if it was something better.
I've just always been really curious. Because, like, would I still be the same person that I am today?
Well, it's almost the paradox of, you know, that event defined who you are. If you saw what it was like on the other side of the fence, then you could see, well, this life is better. If this fictional one is better, when you come back, you try and be that. But the thing is, that event that happened is going to be so ingrained in you that you're going to basically sabotage every attempt you make to try and be that person, because it is who you are because of that event. So you're basically going to be smashing your head against the wall, and that would actually make your life even worse.
Yeah.
Because you just constantly fail to be what you want to really be is the person when that didn't happen. But you'll never succeed.
But then you also have more memories of that as well, which...
But they're not real.
Could be good.
They're not real memories, though.
But that's the point of
implanting...
We're going to
talk about the Matrix now, aren't we?
That's the point of implanting memories. They're not real.
Yeah, so who's to say...
Then what's the point of this question anymore?
Then who's to say that life was real?
If that's your argument.
Then who's to say that life was that you saw was real anyways?
If that's your argument, then this question
is
just irrelevant.
That's what I'm saying,
now.
Though, is that your thing about seeing the life had that event not happened wouldn't be real anyways either. It would be speculation then. Projected speculation.
So it would just be like removing it, basically.
Well, nothing would be real then that you saw. There's no guarantee that is who you are, Donnie Darko.
Hmm.
Let's talk about the Matrix now.
Alright, move along. Jesus.
What are we moving along to?
Maybe news?
Yeah, let's do some news. I have none. What do you have, Justin?
I got plenty of stuff. Biggest thing that I found, because there's not a lot of gaming news out right now, but Secret World is open for a free 3-day beta that you can try out.
Secret World.
So, I want to fight Cthulhu with somebody.
Yeah.
Cthulhu.
But anyways, I'm going to post a link for this so that you guys can do it.
This one I like.
Other thing that I thought that was really, really neat is Max Payne just added noir mode. Black and white, high contrast, looks pretty fucking badass.
Nice.
So, August 28th, that comes out.
It's going to be a free update.
That looks like it, yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
And Nintendo Power is going to quit being a magazine.
I thought that already happened.
I didn't even know that was a magazine.
Think about it, though. I mean, Nintendo Power has been around since me and you were kids.
Yeah, right? No, I used to get it all the time. So
It was like a staple of your childhood. If you grew up in the 80s and 90s, I mean, you had Nintendo Power.
No, I remember going through it, seeing all the new Mario stuff before it came out, going like, oh, that looks awesome.
But their last issue is slated for December 2012. I mean, they've had a long-ass run.
Yeah.
So Nintendo Power was like the original gaming publication, I think.
Yeah.
The original one. Let's see. Yeah, it's been around since 1988. So that's a fucking long time.
Yeah.
24 years.
That's kind of the last one's December, so right around Wii U time.
Just kind of weird. But I mean, they enjoy a monthly readership of around 500,000. So I mean, it's not like they're not doing bad.
Is that their monthly readership?
Yeah.
500,000?
Subscribers.
For a magazine that's been around for that long?
Right, but you think about it, I mean, nowadays it's more of a kid's magazine. I mean, yeah. Me and you don't subscribe to it anymore.
But 500,000 is, for magazine, for widespread publication, something that you have to special order, that's kind of...
I think it goes the whole way that, like, print magazines are still kind of falling by the wayside.
Yeah,
people have their iPads, their Kindles, or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Well, I
mean, it's just kind of sad.
Did they have Nintendo Power on digital release? I'm pretty sure they would.
I'm sure they would, but I'm not sure.
I'd like to see what those numbers are compared to their actual print. So, yeah. So what's that story right there?
There's a rumor floating around that the Secret World Developer Funcom laid around half of their staff off. I don't know all the details, but it's a rumor, so that's why I'm not saying anything about it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the deal is, because it's getting really good reviews. It's got a new raid that just came out, more content's coming out for it.
Well, they got that New York one.
I think it's just one of those things where they need to get a little bit more press, which you wrote them and they didn't write anything back yet, did they?
No, not yet, not yet.
We might.
But there's usually like a 2 to 3 week wait to hear from people.
Well, if they want some press, they ought to start sending out some copies, Jesus.
Yeah.
But I think part of it, too, could just be that with an MMO, getting it up and running takes a massive amount of staff to get everything done, and keeping it running doesn't necessarily take all that much staff. So it could just be one of those things where they're like, hey,
natural progression.
We got it where we need to. All the people are doing all the grunt work. We don't need you guys anymore.
Yeah.
Go on to develop other games.
Well, it could be also misuse of words here. They say developer layoffs. It could actually be, I mean, the game's been developed, so to do expansions, they don't need as many developers, since it's just adding content in to content that's already created. So it could be somebody misused the word layoff, and they actually just meant contract ends. So,
right.
So developers' contracts could have ended 3 months or 2 months after the release of the game, but some writers using the term layoffs.
So, but all that aside, bigger things that I wanted to talk about, and it's kind of went under the radar. I haven't talked about it on here.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't really heard it talked about. I listen to a decent amount of podcasts, and I haven't heard anybody talk about Counter-Strike.
No, yeah.
Counter-Strike is out right now.
Is it global?
Global beta is available for like $14.
Yeah, it's cheap.
Cheap as shit. And if you ever played, did you ever play the original Counter-Strike?
Well, actually, yeah, you can actually get the Counter-Strike Complete Pack for $19 right now, which comes with the new one plus the old ones. So,
well, and I already have Counter-Strike the original.
Yeah, I've already got them all, so.
You're not supposed to do this, but for a long time, a buddy of mine borrowed my Steam account just to play Counter-Strike for probably a straight year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Counter-Strike was a hugely successful game for a really long time, one of the best team shooters that was out there. So there's that, of course, the new Horde mode now with Team Fortress 2.
Yeah.
I don't know, with me just being so out of the loop working 60, 70 hours a week, I've just been glossing over some things, but I think that's going to be something I'm going to be playing. If people find me on Steam and want to try out the Horde mode, I am really down for it. I'm actually re-updating it right now.
Yeah.
Just so I can play it maybe right after the fucking cast.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's not a whole lot of news. It's been kind of a news-light week. I think we got Darksiders out, we got Transformers out, we got... Dark Souls coming really soon. We've got the new update for Team Fortress. You got Civ 5 expansion.
Yeah, well, there is with the new NVIDIA cards. I think it was, what is it, the 660? No, 670s?
Yeah.
Yeah, right now, actually, I did see, when I was updating my video driver stuff, I did notice that if you are purchasing the new NVIDIA card, 670, it comes with Borderlands 2 for free. It's kind of a nice promo.
That's a nice.
Yeah, very nice promo. We debated on trying to get those in the new work computers, since we have to order 10 video cards.
Nice.
I was like, hey, why don't I just throw 5 of these on here instead, and we can all get free copies of Borderlands. So, but we didn't go that way. So,
other than that, looking at new games coming out, not a whole lot. The main thing, like I said, are the ones that I mentioned. You got, well, for those of you who like to play MMOs, Guild Wars 2 coming out next week.
Finally, they've been waiting on that one for a while.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are waiting on that right now, and I think that's probably where the majority of the WoW population that wants to play something different is going to migrate.
Yeah.
Probably the same for the Star Wars Online as well. But really, I think you got plenty of game to play. If you're a PC gamer, you got at least Counter-Strike and Civ 5.
Mm-hmm.
PC gamer and console gamer, you got Transformers and Darksiders.
Yeah.
And it looks like Sleeping Dogs. Like I kind of hate it on Sleeping Dogs. I don't know what to think about it. Somebody else should play it and tell me what they think, because I don't know if I could ever get into it.
Yeah.
So, nothing against the game. It might be a great game.
Just ask Brian. I invite him out to the bar next Friday, if you want to come with.
Friday this week?
No, next Friday.
Maybe we'll see if we'll schedule this the next day. Because Saturdays, I usually got to be at work at like 8.
Yeah, I mean, we go early, like 8:30, something like that.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
You want to come, Holly?
Next Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. Next Friday. Maybe.
Maybe.
It depends.
You don't got anything to do.
Yeah, you got no plans. What the fuck are you getting to?
You know, maybe I do.
Maybe you do.
Well, I'm going to pop my clit. Going to badger around the apartment for a while.
Badger around the
apartment. He's got a badger around the apartment. Yeah.
Women go princessing. Holly goes badgering.
I badger.
Yeah.
Badger. Purchaser. Yeah, purchaser. But really, I don't have a whole lot else. I mean, there's not a whole lot going on except for a decent amount of games that we need to get through so we can talk about.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, we have a website redesign.
Yeah. Yeah,
if I get done with that tomorrow.
Yeah. You better. I spent a whole 2 hours.
Yeah, and I'll spend about 18 hours compiling it all.
Templating that shit up. It looks good, though. Mocking it up.
Yeah, it does. It
looks very nice.
I still want a little bit of redesign on the logo.
Yeah, just get it set up, because it'll be that same size. Just get it set up, and then I'll work on it from there.
So, other things we should announce. Obviously, the Cinnamon Challenge is coming very soon. There's just an intro thing that we got to get done.
Yeah. Plus, we just got the files tonight for it, so.
It'll be interesting to watch. You can watch...
No, go ahead.
Say, watch us devour that fucking cinnamon.
Yeah, we did.
Daredevil movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds playing Daredevil.
It might be interesting.
Daredevil.
No, not Daredevil. I'm sorry. God damn. I'm so fucking tired. I'm tired. Deadpool.
Daredevil.
No, sorry. I'm tired now. I was thinking of shitty movies with actors that I hate sometimes. And for some reason, Colin Farrell is fucking like inside of a... He was in Daredevil.
Colin Farrell?
No, that was Ben Affleck.
No, Ben Affleck played Daredevil, but Colin Farrell was in the movie.
I watched that movie once, and I said, fuck this.
Yeah, and they had Michael Clark Duncan playing Kingpin, which I thought was an atrocity. So
is that pretty much all we got?
We have the 200 count.
Oh, yeah, so we need to talk about this right now. We're going to go ahead and post a poll on the Facebook, so you need to find us on Facebook and like us.
Yeah.
When you get to 200, we're giving away a copy of Darksiders, either for Steam or for Xbox. Tell us what you want.
Yeah, basically how it's going to go is once we get that 200, we'll ask you, hey, you know, what version do you want? Do you want it for Xbox? Do you want it for PC? You let us know, and you get it. And it's our 200th, but how are we going to know who our 200th is?
Well, I'm going to pull an Excel sheet and just grab the stats off it and then just do a random
generated out of all 200. So,
well, and then I'll see who's interested. So it'll be out of those people.
All right, so we'll make a post about it. And if you're interested in it, comment on it. You have to comment on the status update in order to be considered. And that'll get your name put in there, and then we'll basically do a random number generator. Holly will just guess a number, and that'll be the person who wins.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
I already know my number.
Okay, what's the number?
I'm not going to say it.
They're not going to know who they are. Is it 42? Oh, I had the 4 part right. So.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, so I'm psychic.
It's my favorite number. Woo!
Anyways, so...
So we have shout-outs.
Yeah, we do have shout-outs. Let's see, we got the carousel.
We have the carousel, yes.
We have the carousel. That's our friend John over there at the Carousel Podcast with Scott and everybody.
Who else we have?
We've got Elseworlds.
Yeah, we've got Elseworlds.
Yeah, so we're going to have some of them. We're going to have some of them on next week, possibly. Then we've got Dynamic Soundtrack. Yeah. We also have... Extra Play. If you're going to interrupt me, say the same thing I'm going to say.
Sorry.
We have Extra Play. Our friend Troy over there, go check him out. We've got Mackie and the crew with our BMF cast. the Bad Movie Fiends. They review very bad movies so good.
Yeah, they do.
We've also got No Quarters. It's a great group. Same, pretty much. So we got No Quarters. We've also got ourselves a little bit For the Love of Games.
Yeah, For the Love of Gaming.
For Love of Gaming, sorry. Yes. I'm recalling from memory right now.
That's okay, it's so am I. That's all right, that's all right.
And then we've also got our TBGP crew.
They do good things.
God, can we just not do that?
We have to do that every time. Every fucking time.
I feel like such a douche canoe when we do it.
A douche canoe?
Yeah.
Douche canoe?
Yeah. A Canuck. Canuck.
Dush Canuck.
Yeah, it's almost like Eliza Dushku. Eliza Dushkanuk.
We also have CalmatFoundations.org. Yep. Yeah.
Don't look at me. I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, they're, you know, the nonprofit organization that gives shoes and school supplies and stuff like that to kids in other countries that can't afford them. So there's that. And I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure that's it.
All right. So I guess that's it. Gauntlet is going to be Saturday at 10 o'clock. We're playing Halo Reach.
10 o'clock where?
Fuck, I don't remember.
Central time.
Central.
You live in the Central time zone. I don't pay attention to that. People are going to be on there like 8, 9, 11. You guys are already playing. Like, dude, man, we said 10.
I guess. That's what I do.
So 10 p.m. Central this Saturday. It's going to be some wonderful Halo Reach.
Halo Reach, yeah.
Because we love Halo Reach. We love to reach for Halo.
Around.
Yes.
And that's about it.
I was trying to stay away from that.
I went there.
Anyway, that's about it. And our question, because we really didn't address it too much, is...
Oh.
Yeah, because we just kind of skipped over that.
I guess we did, didn't we?
Yeah, we glazed it like a Bukkake victim.
So our question basically is, what video game characters would you want to use for The Expendables 2?
Oh, we stole that.
No, yeah, we stole that.
Well, yeah, it's Ian's.
But the way you worded it, it's a little different because it was a little wrong because Expendables 2 game already came out. So what video game characters would you want to take over the roles
of the people in the Expendables the same thing. They know
for
what
an all-star mashup video game? So
they know what I mean.
Yeah. Nobody knows what
you tell them what we're doing for Gauntlet?
Yeah, yes. I did.
Okay.
I did that.
While you were shitting, we took care of everything.
Thanks for announcing that.
Yeah.
Yep.
You could just say yourself, but no, I had to take a really long pee. Very long, grunting pee.
Really wasn't that long, actually.
It just slid right out.
It's all that fiber.
Yeah, I can smell it.
Yeah. Anyways, you should probably close your door.
Close that door, man. I'm not shitting you, dude. Close that. Anyways.
All right, well, we will see you guys next week.
Yes, and keep on the lookout for some Elseworlds people.
Yep. Yes.